Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I walked in the studio about 13 seconds ago.
We were prepared, though.
You had stuff going?
Yeah, I was going to be Dave, and Dave was going to be you.
Well, that would be fine, since I do my impression of you every day anyway, according to some of the listeners. But Brusca, you should have seen the look of terror in his face. I was ready to go, though. A lot of thoughts. Left turn arrows. What gives?
Kabuki.
Hold on, I'm trying to get my stool up here.
Do you want me to help you push in your stool?
Please. Well, it's really lifted up, technically. But I know what you're saying. There we go. You know this thing where people sort of monkey with stuff the way, you know, last time you left it, it was at 7, and then you come back and it's at 9. But no one really used it. It just got moved. It's one thing. This is an interesting thing. Now I'm getting going. I'll give you a for instance. There is not... So every time I come in, the volume is at a different place for the headphones and the seats at a different place. And everyone always moves stuff. And no one ever puts anything back. I'll give you for an example. If you get your car parked... And this is one of those, another one of those, what can I complain about things. But if you're tall and you drive small cars like I do, I'm a tall guy who always drives little sort of sports cars. They're very low to the ground. The seats have sort of high bolsters to the side. You know, they're like sports seats and they're sort of deep. It's not like sliding into your dad's old station wagon with the big bench vinyl seat. The seats are kind of contoured to your body. When that seat gets slid all the way forward by the 5'4" parking guy, it's really hard to get into your car. You really have to sort of wedge yourself in. Why not just slide it back? If you did slide it forward, go ahead and chalk it out in your brain. I mean, go ahead and make a mental note and then slide it back. And everyone always does that thing where they're like, well, so what? Just get in and slide it back, just like they got in and slide it forward, but it's a lot harder to get into the car. It's painful to get into the car. I know this doesn't sound like much, but I got into my car this morning, and actually the seat had been... Someone actually got into my car somehow in my driveway and moved it forward. I know it sounds like I'm kidding, but...
So it's lazy.
I'm not.
The other people are lazy.
Gosh, Adam, that must be terrible.
It's tough. It's tough. You know what it is? Well, a bigger picture. Here's what it is. People have... An infinite radar screen for their ass and have no radar screen for stuff that affects other people. Our old producer from The Man Show, Daniel Kellison. Good times, Daniel Kellison. He used to, he'd have a party at his house. He used to do this thing that was horribly annoying. He was one of these guys that was like a militant non-smoker. He was like kind of weird about it. Like he'd yell at people who were smoking and stuff like that. So he'd have a party. Some people would be, you know, people would have cocktails. They'd be out in the patio smoking a cigarette on a Saturday night. And he wouldn't put ashtrays out because he wasn't going to condone smoking. So the people that were smoking would be sort of looking around and they just go, eventually just drop it on the patio and stomp it out. And then he would come out and go, hey, pick that up. What are you doing? What are you doing? So he was like, his radar screen for his ass was, it was like NORAD, deep in the Mount Cheyenne in Montana. They just had that radar scope. Anything that came into North America got onto his radar scope. Meanwhile, he lived at my house for a couple months, a second house I had, and the pool light was on for a month. And one night, I just came over there and I was staring out the kitchen window. You know, the pool light's on, Daniel. It's the middle of winter. Nah, I didn't notice. He said, you didn't notice the pool illuminated every night for the... Lord knows how long it's been on, all day, all night, just on. Didn't notice. Why? Wasn't paying the electrical bill, not his pool. People do it. People don't notice anything when it comes to them, and that's the excuse they do. They don't go, oh, I'm a bad person, I'm selfish, if it was my pool, I would have shut the light off. They just go, hey, so sue me, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But you saw the cigarette butt at your house.
Well, other people are less considerate than you. Like, for instance, speaking of the Man Show, in the public bathroom, mm-hmm. The men's public bathroom, in the one sink, sometimes you used to pee into it. That was considerate.
I urinated into it. Well, I'll tell you why. We had one bathroom at the man show, and we had guys in there that were like, if we were making a 70s prison heist movie, and one guy was the knife expert, and the other guy was the computer hacker, and then there was the beautiful face man. I think I would be the face man. These guys would be the bathroom demolition experts. Nobody could take out a bathroom like these guys. Brad, right. Cousin Sal. These guys did Josh, right. The J-Man. These guys would do horrific damage. And I don't know how it worked, but somehow they did not defecate anywhere but that bathroom. I was scared to go near that toilet. I really was. And there was one bathroom on the third floor where all the writers and everyone else was, and it just wasn't enough to accommodate. It was one commode and about 33 cheeks. Mm-hmm. I gave an odd number, I know, but I think somebody had an extra cheek or someone was missing one, as I recall, as memory serves.
Unfortunate amputee, but that's another...
Yes.
That's a different story for a different time.
All right. Well, unrest in the Middle East, everybody. I was shocked.
Yeah.
I turned on the TV this morning. I saw these folks taken to the street, firing guns. They're calling.
Wow.
They're protesting.
I love the, they say it's on the cusp of civil war there, you know, which I feel like we're like that skedaddle music, the cartoon skedaddle music. I think, President Bush, I could see him slinking away from this. Like, oops, I made a bigger mess than it already was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this right now. First off, it's not the people. It's definitely not the people. It's the government. You know, it's not the people. And the religion is a great one, as all religions are. I mean, it's a fantastic, noble religion. You know, just, I don't exactly know what it is, because I've ruled out the people who are taking to the streets and killing each other. And then, of course, you can't blame the religion, which is the reason the people are taking to the streets. I'd like to corner some of these people and find out exactly what it is. Well, let's see. Let me just use your deduction here. Let's use your math. It's not the people. It's never the people. It can't be the people. It's not all the guys who are taking to the street and putting burning tires around journalists. It's not them. Couldn't be any of them. Not them. And it's not the wonderful, noble religion whose mosque was burned or desecrated or blown up, in which case there's a lot of retribution, mosque blowing up, the Sunnis and the Shiites. Everything. It's not that. So it's not the religion. It's not the people. What is it? What could it possibly be? And should we keep an eye out for it over here? Because it's not the people, it's not the religion. What could it be? It means we could be hit at any moment now. We may be taking to the streets and burning things down. You never know. Could happen.
Hey,
in
it
Norway.
Does. Doesn't it already? I mean, listen, it's just two factions of the same religion, by the way. The Shiites versus the Sunnis. It's the same thing. You hear about this all the time in the Jewish faith. You know, the Orthodox people
and the Reformed Jews.
They always, I don't respect you. You know, let's blow up your Reformed temple.
Drive down Fairfax Boulevard at any time of the day. You'll see the Orthodox and the Reformed Jews just kicking the ass out of each other.
Yeah, all right. I mean, listen, the Reformed Jews, who are much more modest in their religious beliefs than the Orthodox people who wear the black all the time and the hats and everything, they lack some respect for each other. Some think they're crazy or not faithful enough. But they don't blow up each other's temples.
Hey, hold on, Dave. It sounds like you're judging.
You're right. I almost did.
Rachel?
I almost did.
Sounded like he was getting pretty close to judging there.
It's a tough call.
You cannot judge.
I don't know.
It is impossible, mathematically and physically impossible to judge. These people are exactly the same as any other people. And it's not the people, as a matter of fact. But even if it were the people, you can't judge the people because it's impossible.
Why are they so angry at each other?
Oh, what? What kind of judgment is that? They're both fans of the same retarded soccer team. And they're going at it in the stands.
But they celebrate. Funny you say soccer team, because the thing, you say they're angry, but when upon completion, when they rally with these zealots rally, they look happier than any football stadium after a touchdown.
Wow.
They're going wild and smiling and hugging and jumping up and down.
All I'm saying is just turn on the news, everybody, and see what's going on, and then catch a rerun of Saturday Night Live from 1977 and see it at Nick at Night or something, and see Chevy Chase sitting at the news desk. Lead story, unrest in the Middle East. That's it, 1977. It'll just keep going. because they don't want to stop, because they want to go at it. They are your buddy from high school or college that like to scrap. The guy who likes to get into it with other guys. And when you talk to that guy, what's the problem? Well, I went to a bar, had a couple of cocktails. This a-hole at the end of the bar starts giving me the stink eye. Ask Kurt. I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there. Then the dude comes at me. So I ask him if he has a problem. Next thing you know, we're into it. It's on. But you know what? I went to the bar to have a good time. Yeah, but you have a black eye every weekend. Do you think there's a difference between you and the guy who doesn't want to get in fights? Hey, man, I'm just minding my own business. But look, if trouble finds me, it came to the right place. I mean, I don't have any problem with anybody, but you know what? Also, if you want me to curl up into a fetal position and try to perform coitus on myself, well, sorry, I'm going to stand up. I like those guys. Well, the guy just did reach across to grab a cocktail napkin. Hey, call it what you want. I call it an attack.
He did it with an attitude.
Yeah. All right, let's look. They want to fight. They will fight. That region likes to fight. I will say that there's probably certain things that are inherent to certain cultures. Some like to haggle. Some like to eat. Some like to drink. What about cultures that drink? There are ones, North American Indians like the booze. The Irish like the booze. The Russians like the booze. There's certain things that are just sort of woven into the fabric of certain cultures. Some cultures don't like to fight. There's cultures that don't like to get into it. So my point is they like to fight. I think they're going to fight, just like we're not going to talk Russia out of boozing.
Maybe they just don't have enough useless television programming. Maybe they need more reality TV to distract them from their terrible lives.
It would be nice.
And Britney Spears and all that crap. And then maybe they would be too busy watching that stuff to...
Yeah, someone's got to get those.
Iraqi Idol.
Yeah. We have to get those people a TiVo, and eventually they'll start worshiping that little TiVo character with the weird antennas.
Government? They don't need government or democracy. They need TiVo. You're right, Adam.
Yes. I watched American Idol last night, if that's what you're talking about. I'm falling in love with the salt and pepper haired guy who's in his mid-20s.
Taylor Hicks.
He's
my American Idol.
He's my American Idol.
No, he's... He's our, he's, we can, no,
all
let's
right,
not,
I'll
let's
take
not
him
fight.
First.
No, let's not head to the streets, Adam. I don't want to fight about this.
Too late, you've insulted me.
I'm not going to go blow up your TiVo.
No, off with your head.
I'm going to blow up your
this
TiVo.
This is an insult. I call a fatwa on your TiVo. I always like when they call for things. The cleric is called for, is calling for. All right, yeah, that guy's good, and he's good. He stands a little sideways.
I know.
He really moves, sings, and acts as if he was blind or black and blind. He really is. He leans to the side.
Well, you know what's interesting is I was reading his profile this morning, and his idol, his American idol, is Ray Charles, a blind black man.
No, he moves just like him. I mean, he is leaned at 90 degrees to the side. He's going to have to be put in a brace or something soon.
You know
what he needs?
He's going
to get scoliosis.
He needs someone just to cape him and decape him.
Yes, he needs someone to go out on stage and decape him.
Yes.
Which sounds like a horrible gay procedure. What happened? He was found decaped. Oh, sad. Yeah, that guy is good. And another thing is,
we may have a clip of it. Do we have a clip of it yet? Is it in there yet? Might be under Taylor, Idol Taylor.
I'm also noticing that everybody is 16 years old.
Yeah.
And we were kidding about this before, where they're like 18 and 19, but 16. I mean, it's one thing to be of that age where you're 17 or 18, where you go, well, maybe he's out of high school, he graduated early, or maybe his birthday came late or something like that, his first year of college. Some of these people could quite possibly be in the 10th grade, probably in the 11th grade, but they're in the 11th grade, they're 16. They're totally composed, by the way. The guys, they're 16-year-old guys that are up there. I would be popping a zit if I was there and scratching my privates. Or saying something weird to Paula, or just like a sort of, I'd have a tremor or something. First off, where's the zits? Aren't you supposed to have a zit when you're 16? There's not a zit on these guys. There's no zits on the guys. They're just standing there composed. There's no flop sweat coming from them. They're standing there. I like when they have to go back. They have to go, Well, you know, I mean, I grew up with this song. I dug this song. This is a song I always love. And, like, that was 3 years ago. It's crazy when they talk about, because they always do inevitably. Ever since I was a kid, ever since. That was 6 months ago. Okay, do you have anything?
Yeah, do you want to hear Taylor?
Yes.
I'm
like, for you.
No formal singing training in his life.
Well, he's got a lot of soul.
I'm
with him too.
And I hate this show.
Really? This particular American Idol?
Lukewarm on this.
Right.
Jury's out on this particular show, but this Idol, what am I missing with this? Why is that America captivated? These guys come out with their forced, one of two things. They either have the forced sort of bravado, like, I'm not intimidated by this, or they have the overplayed preciousness. Mm-hmm. They're too sweet, like the country guy. And
which one, Chris Dott, the bald guy or the
several of them. They fit into one of two categories.
The bald guy
singing
or Nickelback.
Singing crappy songs. Yeah. It goes entirely against the entire notion of coming up and making your own music. It goes entirely against the rock and roll thing. These people are good at goddamn karaoke.
Yeah, but you can't
forget.
Who cares? And it's 2 hours.
I mean, come on, people forget. Patsy Cline was discovered on an original, like, years, you know, back in the day.
All right, because you can cite one doesn't make it. I can cite 17,000 that came up the other way, the traditional route.
Yeah,
well,
but,
look,
you know
what's going on, I realize, is it's a new trend in TV, and it's working like a charm. We're all biting on the bait, which is, it's like Project Runway. It's not a good show. It's not that interesting. My wife gets violently angry when I explain to her I could do that dress in 20 minutes. And she always goes, what are you talking about? You think you could do that? And I always go, yeah, I could do that. No, look, I can design a car and I can build a house and I can make furniture. I can make that stupid cocktail dress. That if I learned how to sew, I'd do it in 20 minutes. And she always gets she gets violently angry at me. But what we do now is we put a group of people together and then you pick your favorite and you start pulling for them. Now, 2 episodes in, you don't even know why you're pulling for them other than you decided that's your team. This is what we do. This is how we do it. We say, I love this guy. I'm going to watch next week. Meanwhile, the guy's from Wichita. He's 17 years old. You have nothing in common. He's probably a devout Christian. It doesn't matter. You heard a story about him getting emergency tracheotomy when he was 5 in the former Soviet Republic. And that's it. You're in now and you voted for him and that's it. And you've hitched your team to his wagon. And that's it. Now, whether it's Survivor or American Idol or Project Runway.
Or the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You've decided that I'm pulling for this group, this team, this individual, and he's my man and she's my gal. And that's that. The next great model or whatever the show is. All these shows are going to start formatically just becoming the same. You start pulling for somebody, your wife, your boyfriend, your husband, he's pulling for the other person. And that's it. We're going to see who wins.
Well, I agree with you. And by the way, I hate myself more than the show because now I'm hooked, by the way, after last night. And I agree with you. It's terrible. It's a degree to which I hate each of them. I love to watch people I can't stand like that. But the difference in the analogy is to the Pittsburgh Steelers is it's like choosing nationally to root for a junior high team. These people are not the most talented people in the world.
Good point.
They're just random people who sing, who are self-entitled.
And the fact that we're going to be heartbroken if a 16-year-old's dreams don't come true. And like I said, your dreams, how long have those been festering at 16?
Well, Taylor Hicks is 29.
Well, he's different. He's got salt and pepper. I like that man. Joe?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey. Is this Adam?
Yeah, you're half Irish and half American Indian.
Yeah.
So
usually when people racial stereotype, they only hit one demographic. But I'm half Indian, half Irish.
Right. So you're actually doing a beer bong through your lampshade.
Oh yeah, always.
What happened to drunks wearing lampshades on their head?
Oh yeah.
All right, you're boozer.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, this isn't stuff I'm making up. I used to sit next to Dr. Drew for 10 years, and he's an addiction medicine specialist. He'd just tell you, if you're North American Indian, you had a very high likelihood of alcoholism. That's how, I don't, you know, saying blacks have sickle cell, is that racist, or do they have this disease? That's the way it works. I don't know how it works, but that's the way it works. All right, maybe the people in the Middle East, maybe they like to scrap. Maybe it is an entire culture of your buddy Kurt from high school that always was getting into it. Think of it that way.
Yeah, what was this guy's name?
Joe.
Ah, I expected dances with leprechauns.
Joe.
All right.
What do you do? So
give me a rim shot.
That's
please.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, or a job. What's up?
Yeah.
Is there a bigger chasm between two terms, between rim shot and rim job? Is there bigger space between two things?
Yeah.
Even we argued yesterday, micro and macro, pretty big space between those two words. I would argue even bigger for rim shot versus rim job. Thank you. Now do the other one, Mike. We'll take a quick break. We're gonna weigh Big Tad in. We're gonna play a little which weighs more. This is a huge game with Big Tad. Def Rat Guy's coming by. Ed from Vegas going to call up and give us a little review of Loss. We will weigh Big Tad at the end of the show. All that after this.
On one of last week's shows, Big Tad shocked us all. 'Cause Fat Boy had lost 10 pounds. So Adam said, you got to lose 8.5 more. Or you're gonna be the world's ugliest Girl Scout, Fat Tad. They'll be buying cookies from a hippo, Fat Tad. The thought of you in that uniform makes me wanna throw up. If you don't lose the weight, selling cookies is your fate. So I'd like to place an order before you go. I'll take one box of those Thin Mints. And 5 boxes of do-si-dos.
I always brought it up before, but that's Rich from Arizona. His friends who don't know who Big Tad is and probably don't listen to the show have to be confused. Just sing the Fat Tad chorus so we can do the song. What are we doing here again, Rich? And why aren't we going out to eat? Just sing. Just sing it.
Man, I hope Rich comes to Vegas.
It would be nice. And by the way, he is my American idol. Big Tad is in studio. Big Tad needs to lose 8.5 pounds by about 9-something today. Yeah. Yes, Big Tad?
Yeah.
You had the enemas the other day.
Yeah.
They removed the mucus from you. Your goal weight is 303.5.
Yes.
Last week you won.
Yeah, but
you dropped 10 pounds. It was hard.
I'm starving myself, which is really bad.
Right.
And and I did it again this week, and I'm just feeling like crud.
Okay. Well, look, you're
good for the radio, though.
Yeah, you're
good times.
You're the Gandhi of Orange County.
Yep.
Here's the other thing too. Big Tad is, if he wins, is getting some pit passes to his beloved NASCAR. And if he loses, he's got to dress up as a Girl Scout, hit the streets, and sell some cookies for us tomorrow, right? Do we have the cookies coming in, Bruska?
We'll do it Monday.
Oh, because we don't have the cookies ordered in yet?
No, it's on order.
Okay, so we'll do that on Monday.
Yeah.
Rob is here. He is the host of a game that is sweeping the nation called...
Wish! Wish!
It's time to play Which Weighs More, the game where you decide which weighs more, Tad or various large items. Tad's present weight, 312 pounds.
All right, let me get Eric on the line. Eric?
Hey, Adam.
You're calling from Vegas?
Yeah, I am. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to help your odds.
Okay.
I am going to play for you, and so is Rachel Perry. So the only way you can't win this $100 Hooters gift certificate is if the venerable Dave Damashek wins the game.
Okay.
All right. You sound thrilled. You love those odds.
Dave's never won, by the way.
Yeah, I would argue he's due.
I thought he won them all. I thought he got them all. Right.
He wins all the football games. He's not won the Which Weighs More. So hang tight, and let's see if we can win you the $100 gift certificate. Rob?
Here we go. Which weighs more, Tad or an 8-foot Parkmaster complete picnic table made of aluminum and southern yellow pine?
Mm. Aluminum and pine. Mm-hmm. It's mostly pine, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a heavy thing.
Mm.
I'm going to go picnic table.
Is it knotty pine or clear pine?
Southern yellow pine.
Yellow pine. Is it a T&G or is it a butt joint?
I think it's on the knotty side.
All right. So knotty, yes. Smooth one side, though. Rough sawn? Chamfered?
Crosscut.
Crosscut? Okay. Very good. Check. How say you? So, Rachel, you say picnic table.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the fat man.
I'm going with the fat man on this one, too. Pine, not a hardwood, not very heavy.
The correct answer, Big Tad. The picnic table weighs a mere 233 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Like one of your bowel movements.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
Which weighs more, Tad or a two-woman bobsled as used in the Winter Olympics on NBC?
Wait, with the women inside it?
Just the bobsled.
Tad already ate them.
See, it could either be heavy or light, because with the... I'm going with Tad.
You're going Tad? Check.
Well, I assume the sled's designed for speed, unlike Fat Tad. designed for endurance eating. I'll take Fat Tad.
It's Big Tad, by the way.
I'll take Big Tad, too.
Thank you, buddy.
The correct answer, Big Tad. The bobsled, 284 pounds.
Wow, wow. Heavier than I...
Yeah, just a little fiberglass and some aluminum. You wouldn't think. And a two-man or woman, not even a four-manner. All right.
Which weighs more, Big Tad or an Elvis pinball machine?
Just an Elvis pinball machine?
Just an Elvis pinball machine.
Rob, is there change in the pinball machine? A couple
of
quarters?
Could be, probably.
Okay,
some quarters.
Some kids may have been playing it.
Some gum underneath.
Interesting. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
No thumping, Big Tad, please.
I'm going to go with Tad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to gamble that this Elvis machine, the pinball machine, was when Elvis was fat.
Yeah, it's an older one.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah,
pinball.
Yeah, Vegas years. Yeah, I'm going pinball machine, too.
Thin Elvis. The correct answer, Big Tad.
Wow.
Damn. Pinball machine never weighs 260 pounds.
Tied up 2-2-2. All time.
Really?
Yeah.
How many have we done? I thought that was the first one I lost.
Yeah, you got 2 out of 3, and as Dave and Rachel.
Wow. Really felt like I was kicking ass there. Hmm. All right. 2-2-2. Tight.
Which weighs more, Big Tad or 4 times the weight of actor Warwick Davis, as seen in the movies Willow and Leprechaun?
Really? 4 midgets versus one Tad.
I don't think they like midget, by the way. They like little effers. I was told by a little effer friend of mine. So,
I'm going with Tad on this one. I think he's bigger than 4 midgets.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah. Tad? Fat Tad.
I'm
fat
going
Tad.
Big Tad, too.
Big Tad.
Yeah.
4 Warwick Davises log in at 308 pounds.
Wow.
All right, so it's all tied still, and we have
one more.
He's
a heavy little effort.
One more. Here we go.
We do have a tiebreaker after that, though.
Here we go.
Which weighs more, Tad or a 6-month-old Guernsey cow?
Guernsey. What do they use those ones for?
6 months. Either milking or eating. Or effing. That's all you can use a cow for.
6 month cow. Big Tad. I'm going with Big Tad.
Mm-hmm.
You would.
Check.
I think this one's pretty straightforward. The 4-month-old Guernsey cow versus a 29-year-old.
Six-month-old cow.
Well, either way, this is a 29-year-old Guernsey cow sitting next to me. I'm going with that one.
You going Big Tad?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go with the cow just to make it interesting. That way someone will lose.
The correct answer. Big Tad. The Guernsey weighs in at 304 pounds.
All right, so you guys are locked up now.
Yeah, Rachel and Tad are tied. I mean, Rachel and Dave are tied. So
yes.
The tiebreaker.
I can see
all
how
right,
you can make
here's
this up.
The, here's the thing. It is a tiebreaker. One of you is going to have to go first, and the other is going to have to pick the opposite of whatever the other one says. Now, who would like to go first?
I'm going to let Dave go first. He's never
wonderful.
Won.
All right.
Wonderful.
Wait, which is easy? Which would you... you know what? I'll let you pick.
Beauty over age. Go ahead, Shaq.
Yeah.
I would like to go first.
All right.
Okay.
or the tie? Which weighs more, Big Tad or a Samsung stainless steel 26 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator?
Well, I'm going to ride the hippo that got me to where I am right now. I'm going to go with Fat Tad.
Then I guess I choose the fridge.
Big Tad. The refrigerator, a mere 280 pounds.
Eric, I'm sorry, buddy.
I
got out of the gate with a couple of right answers. I felt like I was flying high. I'm going to check into that pinball machine. I'm going to have my people do that. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How's that Ferrari you bought?
It's good.
Is it fast?
No, it's not that fast.
Is it hammered or is it in good shape?
It's in good shape. It's cool. It's an old one.
What color?
It's yellow.
Ooh.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Monday.
Thank you.
You had best of to use.
Yeah, thank you. I know. Thanks, Eric.
Okay.
All right, I know. He's bitter. He's smarting because he didn't win. Do you have something there, Mike?
To recap, Tad weighs more than a six-month-old Guernsey cow, an Elvis pinball machine, an eight-foot picnic table, two-woman bobsled, and four times the weight of actor Warwick Davis.
Mm.
Were those all the questions? Did anything weigh more than me?
No, Tad.
Damn. This sucks.
Can we play our
play music?
If you see me leaning back and not doing anything, it usually means it. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Wait,
nice job.
Nothing weighed more than Tad today?
I guess not. Sad. Sad to live in that kind of world. We will, I'm not sure if it's everything in the world.
I think there are three or four things at least that exist in the world that weigh more than
Fat
Tad.
You go to a military base, you see one of these armored troop transports or something, you assume that is at least a tie with Big Tad. All right, Big Tad, go put a bag over yourself and run in place, would you please? See if you can sweat off a couple ounces. We'll weigh you in at the end of the show. And who do we got? We got John Caparulo, comedian, coming in. Also, Deaf Frat Guy. Ed's going to check in from Vegas. We'll do our big weigh-in. News, sports, all that after this.
Yo, this is David Allen Greer. Call Mr. Allen now at 1-866-901-ADAM. That's A-D-A-E-M. As in motherfucker.
Yeah. I was watching CNN this morning. They did a little Olympic update. They were talking about Sasha Cohen's chances. And they went over to Torino to talk to Scott Hamilton to find out from the expert, the ex-Olympiad, what her chances were. And they threw it over to him, and he basically said, well, she's got to skate clean. You know, if she can skate clean, if she can she can have mistake-free skating, she's going to go home with that gold. But she can't make any huge mistakes out there. And they said, thank you, Scott. That was wonderful. God bless you. We'll be checking back with you. And I went back and I thought to myself, oh, I got to get myself into that position. That's what I want. Could you imagine? And then I started thinking about it. Imagine, Dave, if your job was just to answer obvious questions about the Steelers. And that's it. We're going to check in with Dave Damashek from Beaver Falls. Dave! What's going to take for the Steelers to win?
Well, you know, they're going to have to score more points. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, that's
how about turnovers?
You definitely want to win the turnover battle.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Damashek, everybody. You're doing a great job, buddy. I think that's you may be walking home with an Emmy this year. That was wonderful, wonderful work. And I just thought, I used to get angry at Dr. Drew because I sat next to him for 10 years, and he would always say, I'm a doctor, this and that. You only have to answer questions that are right in your wheelhouse, and skating clean, is that much of an answer? Not screwing up, not actually falling and hitting the ice with your forehead. That's the way to win the Olympic gold? Shocker. Let me write that one down. Just thought about that gig. That's the problem with being a comedian. Charon, what was that?
I have no idea.
Charon's
good answer.
Hungry.
Stomach. Don't go. We should all get to the point where we're just experts and we don't have to provide anything else. We don't have to be charming. We don't have to be entertaining. We don't have to be fast. We don't have to be witty. We just go ahead. You ask me a wood-related question, and I'll just be like, four-inch butt hinges are for exterior, and you want to use the NRPs, the non-removable
pins. Well, we're hurtling towards this mundane sort of thing where all the experts do only that. But in the meantime, if we can still salvage it, I'll tell you who the man to do it is. His name's Adam Carolla. Mm-hmm. And hear me now, boxing broadcasters. Oh. You should be hired. Adam Carolla should be the color man.
Thank you.
The analyst on boxing. It would be fascinating. It would revolutionize TV broadcasting.
Thank you, Little Ascus Rodeo.
That's not jive. I'm not the first to advance this theory.
Thank you.
You'd be awesome at it.
Well, speaking of the color man, Jerron.
What up?
Jerron, who's definitely taken our advice to black it up because he was wearing slippers yesterday when I saw him. The corduroy-type slippers that maybe only Ice Cube would wear out of the house. I saw him wearing that yesterday. And we've talked about this, Jerron. I've been upfront about it. Nobody wanted a black intern, but I said... I said, we need a black intern because, you know, it shows diversity. And they were like, I don't care. Brusca was like, I won't work with... He used words I can't even repeat on the radio. And I said, no. I said, no, we need diversity in the studio, and we need to hire a black intern. So we get Jerron, and it turns out nobody sounds whiter than Jerron. So when he answers the phone, people, we get no cred out of it. We don't get any points for it. That's all I'm saying. So we've been trying to get you to black it up a little bit, and I appreciate the slippers and blazer yesterday.
I'm trying.
That was nice. All right, now it is Black History Month, so we thought in honor of Black History Month, we would play a little reverse Ass Kiss Rodeo. I would kiss your ass. The man.
I like
kissing
that.
The brother man's ass for a change. How about it? All right, so ready to get started?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo. Woo-hoo!
All right, you know what, Adam? I think Black History Month is too short. I think we need more than 28 days.
It should be Black History Decade.
I agree.
It should just keep going, and that would just roll right into the next decade. As a matter of fact, I'm for more than reprisals for slavery. Do you need me to put a coat of carnauba wax on your car right now, sir? I will go do it. How about a nice shine?
I appreciate it. All right, but come think about it, though. 28 days is enough blackness for a year, I think.
Yeah, 28 minutes. I've had my fill. There's nothing rougher for the white man than having to pretend he cares for a whole 28 days.
But you know what? We need our reparations.
Yeah, oh no, you do. As a matter of fact, what do I got on me? Here's $22.
I
know it's not much, but it's all I have. It was unfair what we did to you people, and I blame myself. Solely.
You should solely. Blame yourself.
Yes.
And I'm the most talented person in this room.
Wow.
Sorry.
I don't like that, though.
Yeah.
Something called ego got in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Reared its ugly head. Well, I had a nice run there, I got to say.
You did nicely for a little while.
Yeah. All right.
May I ask one question on a side note? Jerron, word on the street is that when my now old lady, you know, my wife, came in here the other day, you were making eyes at her.
Yes.
You had it bad for her. What gives?
I was trying to be hospitable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the future, please don't put the moves on her. She's a weak woman.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. So, Jerron, by the way. Jerron, are you spoken for? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, girls don't like me.
They don't?
No, I'm not street enough for them.
Well, yeah, what is going on? Are you caught in some sort of in-between zone where you don't get the white ladies, but you're not street enough for the black ladies? Or what's going on?
I'm from Orange County.
I know, but
I'm from the streets of Orange County. Though,
the mean streets. I know, but you're an attractive guy, and you're a smart guy, and you're a likable guy. What are you looking for? What do you want?
A hot chick.
A hot chick.
That's all I want.
Any color,
doesn't
any
matter.
Race, doesn't matter.
Equal opportunity.
And do they have hot chicks at your school?
No, they're engineers. They're like,
Yeah, you're Cal Poly Pomona.
Yeah.
You got to go to San Diego State or someplace like that.
That's where they all went.
Yeah, go to a place with a state at the end of it. You go somewhere in Arizona, go someplace in San Diego. That's where you find the hotties. Okay. Nice job, Jerron.
Thank you.
You did a nice job. Pearl?
Yes.
You want to know if Jerron is actually black?
I swear to God. He sounds so white. He sounds whiter than vanilla ice.
Scary.
I'm telling you, you should post his picture on the internet. I just don't believe it. Not only does he sound white, but his opinion doesn't even match that of the usual black census.
Well, what are you talking about? What opinions?
I mean, even if you ask him something and he's supposed to, you know what I mean? You don't get any street credit for him being black because he's a suburban Orange County vanilla fudge.
Okay, but here's the thing, and I really have no idea.
You've got to prove he's black, dude. Post his picture on the internet.
All right. Well, look, maybe we got to run. We got to take a break. But here's the thing. Is it like what the Muslims claim people are doing with their religion? There's a handful of people that are loud and have taken to the street. They don't speak for us. The vast, overwhelming majority of us are totally different than these people. It's probably the same with the blacks, right? I mean, we see these guys, we see the NBA guys, we see the rap stars, we see them, but the majority of blacks are like Jerron, are they not, or am I making this up?
I'm
not
sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Jerron.
Jerron, what do you say?
They're all like me, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah, so most of them find women, though.
Yeah.
So they're not like you.
All right. We'll take a break. We got news, we got sports, all that. Also, Def Frat guys coming in, too. This is a horrible song. I like the fact that he bought out his whole library and won't sell it back to him after they went on their little hayride where they played the piano. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
Yo, this is Finesse Mitchell from Saturday Night Live. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM. That's A-D-A-M.
Right? That's right, 866-901-ADAM. Saw a Def Rat guy walking around the hall. Comedian John Caparulo is going to be in here. He's doing a little tour with Vince Vaughn. We'll talk to him about that. Also, Ed, our correspondent from Vegas, is going to be checking in. But first, it is time for the beautiful Rachel Perry in the news.
Hey. So 40 people were killed when the roof of a market in Moscow collapsed, most likely caused by heavy snow. Violence continues in Iraq.
What is this?
Oh, did you want me to go on? I was just going to tell
you
that.
What do you mean continues? They were having violence before?
They had some violence before.
Hadn't heard about that. Who knew? By the way, who knew that our lives would be dominated by these retarded people in the retarded land? Who knew? Who knew when you're in high school? We hear, how much Canadian news do we hear? They're the country right next to ours. Do we hear anything out of Canada? How about a little more Canadian news?
You know what's, you want some news from Canada? Canada now has 18 gold medals. We're tied with the United States, and we have a population one-tenth the size of America.
No, and this just in, Rachel Perry. Angry at her dad. Doesn't like her dad. All right.
No.
All I'm saying is, how much Middle East news do we got to hear? How much footage of them taking to the streets? Look, we understand. They hate us. They hate themselves. They hate Europe. They hate everyone. They love Allah, and all else are hated. So go ahead. Let them have at it. Here's the deal. Tell us when there's no fighting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's news.
That'll be news.
That's news.
I'll just assume that it's one big burning half track in the middle of town and a bunch of mosques that are being blown up and a bunch of reporters that are being kidnapped until you tell us otherwise. Wake us up.
Remember in Family Ties when Alex would get into a fight with one of the parents?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a big argument and then the whole family would be in there. And then everybody would come up with a lame excuse to leave them alone so they could have at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one-on-one argument.
Oh, boy. Gotta wash my sneakers.
Everyone else would slink out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
How about the U.S.? Why don't we just slink out of the room and let Alex and the old man, the Iraqis, have at it?
With this American idol on? Jeez, we gotta get back to America.
I'll tell you why, because I think we think that Skippy would sneak out of the room. Wasn't he the neighbor kid?
Yeah.
And he would have a briefcase bomb, and he would set it off in Manhattan.
I see.
That's why we don't want to leave him alone.
Oh.
But anyway, I mean, to keep with the analogy.
Right, thank you.
All right, sorry, go ahead, Rachel.
Okay, from now on, I'll only tell you when there's no violence in Iraq. And frankly, I hate reporting on the violence in Iraq
because
it's just... that's what it is. It's violence. And what does it matter if I tell you that, you know, they found 46 bodies or 47 bodies?
It's not the people.
It's sad.
It's not the people.
Here's one that made me think of you. A group of people pulling a body from the mudslide in the Philippines started sinking in the mud. They had to be rescued by helicopters.
Wow.
Made me think of how petrified you are of, or that one of your goals is to be drowning in quicksand at one point.
It'd be nice. I just want them to find my pith helmet floating. And by the way, I've learned enough. I've seen enough Tarzan movies. Don't wear a pith helmet. They'll find it floating. Put a ball cap on or even a yarmulke. You'll never see a yarmulke floating. You'll never... That's going to be the name of my book. Write that down, Lynch. You never see a yarmulke floating at the top of quicksand. Choose smart enough to know not to go trekking through the jungle. Fat.
And, of course,
That's your self-help book?
My self-help book is called You'll Never See a Yarmulke Floating on Top of Quicksand.
Of course, eight workers from a meat processing plant won the $365 million Powerball jackpot yesterday.
I saw these guys on the news. Finally, they can continue their research on AIDS. Now that's what they're going to put their money toward. I've never seen such a crew. Oh, my God. I'm looking at them right now.
The long-needed funding.
I think they're great. I think it's awesome. I want to meet these people, talk to them, see what they're doing. I want to see them in 5 years from now to know if they still have their money.
The lead guy looks like Andy Dick as one of the boys from Brazil. He really looks like Andy Dick has escaped to Brazil to flee prosecution because he's a Nazi war criminal. Scary. Here's the whole thing about bangs. This is, guy's got the bang look. Here's the thing about bangs. Either they're bangs or they're not. They have to come down your forehead. If you do that bang look where you cut them off way up high, you just look like a friar or something at this point. This guy has the high bang look and the crazy glasses and the bushy mustache. All right. But look, they won $365 million.
Yeah.
There's eight of them.
And
they each get like $15
million. Yeah.
Hello? Do the math, everybody. Where'd the other $200 million go? Jesus Christ, what a rook.
Well, it only furthers our theory that when people get rich, all of a sudden everything they say is hilarious. People start sucking up to them already yesterday at the news conference. You gotta hear this.
Some people have been buying the tickets for about 4 years. I recently joined myself. I've only spent about $30.
How did you find out?
Through a phone call.
What did you think?
I didn't know what to think. I still don't.
So funny.
What are you going to do with your money?
I have no idea.
What kind of work did you do?
I was in maintenance. I was a maintenance supervisor.
You say it was. Is that past tense?
Most likely.
Was that hilarious?
No, none of it was. You say these guys worked in a fudge packing facility?
Meat
packing.
Meat.
All right, I misunderstood. There's some guy who has to work at a fudge pack. Doesn't he in the packing department? I drive a forklift. Well, it's a skip loader. Anyway, I started off pulling pallet jacks in the fudge packing. While we were in the packing distributing business, I was in the packing department, the fudge packing department.
If you were his chum and you met at the bar every night after work.
He's my fudge packing buddy.
Yeah, how many days in a row would you make the joke? How many years in a row?
It would never end.
Adam, that's hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Millionaire.
You could say anything and it would be funny.
Oh, these guys. And look, do you want to have a bunch of employees that are pooling their money to play the lottery? Doesn't that just scream that they want to get the F out of this place? I mean, if you had a job, if you ran, if you were the CEO of this meat packing place, which I would also argue has a sort of sexual connotation to it, the meat packing. But the point is if you had this place and you knew all your employees were grouping together to buy lottery tickets or Powerball tickets each week, isn't that basically the equivalent to you being the warden at a prison and knowing that they're trying to tunnel out? The folks are trying to tunnel out. They're trying to get the F out of Dodge. Isn't that just like, we'd love to get the F out of this place. We're all going to pool our money, and if we win... Goodbye to you. I would make the decree. No buying tickets.
Really?
No pooling the money.
Oh.
I don't like what that says.
No pooling?
No pooling. You want to buy a lottery ticket after work? individually, that or on the weekend, that's your own business. None of this going around from station to station. Hey, how about $20 and we can get out of here? Get out of this hell. Thank you.
There's a blog apparently in blog news that's saying that Secret Service agents who were guarding Cheney when he was hunting, that they're saying that Cheney was clearly inebriated.
Wow. Well, why not?
It's a blog though. I mean,
no, but who the hell does go out and, you know, go on a vacation and hit the outdoors that way without a couple of pops? I mean, he's a white guy. He's bald. He looks like a boozer. Why not? Yeah, I believe it.
Believe it. In entertainment, Kid Rock's lawyers won a temporary injunction against that sex tape that's got him and Scott Stapp on it. Mm. Not having sex with each other, but having sex while getting things done.
And Scott Stapp doesn't have that?
He probably wants it to come out. I don't know.
That means that Kid Rock's Pepe is small. Because if I had a huge schlong, I would not contact my attorney. But if I was dwarfed by Scott Stapp's dong, I would immediately call my attorneys.
Apparently, Lindsay Lohan was partying with our friend Olympic gold medalist Sean the Flying Tomato White on Tuesday.
Who can't she have sex with?
Well, I didn't say she had sex with
him. Oh, I've heard stories.
If I was Lindsay Lohan, I'd be partying with Sean White, too.
That's right.
And Donald Trump and Martha Stewart, there's some big feud going on.
Yeah.
Big feud because she wanted his show off the air and was supposed to fire him and he didn't want to leave or something. And then he wrote her some letter. Anyway, this is what Donald Trump had to say.
I read a certain article over the weekend where Martha's blaming me for the failure of her show. And I'm saying, give me a break. I was the only one that really touted her. Myself and Mark Burnett, we touted Martha. And that's what we got. So I can sit back like most people and just say, you know, let it roll. Nobody's going to notice it. Or I can attack. I just happen to be a warrior. I just happen to be somebody that believes in attacking.
Yeah, a warrior. He's a warrior. Close your eyes. When you picture a warrior, it's Donald Trump. He should be on the side of a high school football helmet.
His army, the helmets all are constructed to look like his hair.
Yeah, like a bad red comb over. Here's what it is. He is a colossal pompous blowhard, obviously. I mean, who blows as hard as Donald Trump? Who's as into himself as Donald Trump is?
Oprah, she's Martha?
Well, that's a good point. Oprah, I'd love to see a sort of cage match with these three egos. Martha Stewart is a colossal blowhard herself and, you know, thinks her poop doesn't stink. So when you get these two blowhards together, of course, this is what happens. They go at it with each other to see who's the king of the blowhards.
You don't think it's just a publicity thing?
Nah. Her show's canceled, isn't it? Is it not? It's not coming back?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Oh, well. I'm Rachel Perry. That is the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one, sports. Do it, Dave.
Winter games in Torino, of course, the story. The Germans still lead the medal count. The Nazis with 22.
Wow.
Austria second. The U.S. a paltry 18. No better than the Canadians. The stinking Canucks. We can't beat them. Shame. Shame on the red, white, and blue. Yesterday, the U.S. hockey team got the boot from Finland.
Mm.
Finland put us out of the...
Now, let me ask this. Is that an all-star hockey team? It's not the college kids.
No. We send off the NHL's best.
Yeah, but the NHL's best is also, like, Finland, Norway, Russia.
Well, at one point, it was North America had the best hockey players.
I mean, Canada's out, too.
Canada lost. The Russians knocked them out.
What the hell is going on in this world?
The world's been turned upside down. Tonight, Sasha Cohen, the American. Sasha Cohen, who may or may not be the guy who plays Ali G. Isn't that his name?
Yeah. It is. Same guy.
She's in the lead right now. She's trying to go for the gold medal, but she'll be challenged by the favorite, Russia's Ivana Slutskaya. The Russian fans will fill the arena with chants of slut, 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 as she goes for the gold.
Yeah.
NBA last night. Portland a loser. Suns and Sonics winners. Meantime, L.A.'s favorite NBA team, the Clippers, lost last night in Houston. 5 losses in a row. Mm. Here's their leader, Sam Cassell. Listen, this is actually, listen to him. I think it's pretty funny.
Our season will go up down. Now, right now, it's a little down right now, right?
But one thing I know about this group of guys, that we'll find a way to get it back up.
So he's saying,
is he talking about basketball?
I don't know, but I've become aroused.
I like that. We're going to find a way to get it back up. I like that a lot. We got to get him on the show.
It'd be nice.
And, you know, another thing, this story drives me batty.
Batty?
Houston has a Major League Soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
They named them 1836. Houston 1836.
Are they the 1836?
No, they named the team Houston 1836, which is not a name. You have the 76ers, you have the 49ers. The 1836ers would be pushing it, but they're not allowed to have this name anymore, the 1836 or 1836, not because of the lack, because of it's a terrible name.
Right.
No, Mexican groups are complaining because 1836 is when Texas seceded from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
the Alamo and all this sort of thing.
Right.
So Mexican-American groups have decried this. This is offensive.
Right.
You can no longer be 1836, they say.
Yeah.
But what?
Well, let's give Texas back to Mexico, and then in a couple years, they can sneak into Oklahoma. That'll be the way it works.
What gives? Why is this offensive? By the way, and a related thing now, the Anaheim Angels have to change their name now because a group of Satanists.
Really?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
What gives?
Oh, I don't know. Look, it's one loudmouth and a couple of his buddies, and we all have to kiss the ring. That's the way it goes. Nobody really cares. And who cares about soccer, number one? This is a horrible name. I disagree with it. I mean, I don't like these people dictating to other people what they can name their soccer team, but they're doing them a great favor.
Yeah, that much is true. You're right. The glass half full is that the Houston 1836 is it would trump the Minnesota Wild as the worst name in sports.
Right.
Team.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. John Caparulo's coming in. He's doing a little touring with Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show. We'll talk to him about that. Def Rat Guy will be in. Not sure what he wants, but he's always entertaining. All that after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. John Caparulo's in studio.
Yo.
John's a stand-up. How's your mic? You're on that mic?
Do I have a mic?
Pull it toward you. There you go.
There we go.
John has just finished a tour with Vince Vaughn. Doing his Wild West comedy show.
Yeah.
Also going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach tonight and through Saturday night. Tickets 310-372-1193. I want to talk about that tour. First off, they're going to make a movie about it, or did you film it like a documentary?
Yeah. They followed us around with cameras. We did 30 days on a bus, 30 days, 30 cities and 30 nights. So, yeah, it was a long trip.
Why Vince Vaughn? Did you know him before that? Are you friends with him?
Yeah, Vince is a guy that he's not a stand-up himself, but he's friends with a lot of stand-ups. He's a guy who hangs around the comedy clubs and stuff like that all the time. And, you know, he just decided, hey, he had 30 days free, and why not buy a bus and and pile us all into it? And we just drove across the country. So.
You know, I just had this thought. Pardon me for turning the conversation toward myself, but I realized I'm caught in this no man's land, this in-between zone of celebrities where I don't know any A-list celebrities because I'm in the middle. I think, see, it's cool if you're Vince Vaughn or you're big-name celebrity, then you find the cool stand-up, maybe not the household name, but the cool stand-up or the cool musician. Again, not the platinum musician, but the cool musician, boutique musician, the cool guy, and you introduce that person to the world like Vince Vaughn did with you and the rest of the crew on the
right.
tour. I am just high enough up not to interest Vince Vaughn. Do you see, I'm in the middle.
Adam,
he's got to go. But yes,
I would argue that's actually the similar thing with you. You're quite the celebrity yourself, yet
Well, if Caparulo, if you came to, if Corolla came to Caparulo and said, "Hey, listen, I want to take you on tour with me," you would say, "Thanks, but no thanks."
Right.
I'll wait for a bigger.
Other celebrities are probably.
Wait, I don't know. We don't know that. Wait a minute. If Adam Carolla asked me to go on tour 6 months ago, I said, "Sweet." Now I'm a little above it.
Yeah,
but
yes.
I mean,
I am just saying, Vince Vaughn is up at the top of the celebrity world. Then there's the up and comers, the people whose names you don't recognize, who are on the rise, like John over here. I'm in between. Mm-hmm. I'm overlooked by the Vince Vaughns of the world. We could be hanging around, but me and Vince, but I'm not cool enough. He's got to drop down and get the boutique people.
I think there's other celebrities who would say the same about you.
Caparulo, in other words, you're a boutique.
Yes.
I'm... Yeah, that's on my resume.
No,
actually, I'm a boutique guy. What
you,
does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's polite for not as big a celebrity as I am. I think that's what you say. You say boutique when the company doesn't sell too many products. You know what I mean? When they don't move a lot. It just means the people.
Oh, we could just still say I'm nobody. We didn't have to get fancy with it. All right, yeah.
The people with taste go to see you. You went around, you went 30 cities in 30 days.
Yeah.
Who else went on the tour with you?
It was me, a comic named Brett Ernst, another guy named Sebastian Maniscalco, and another guy named Ahmed Ahmed. There were four comics and then Vince on one bus together, and then they had the production crew. Actually, the whole production was directed and produced by Peter Billingsley. I don't know if you guys remember him from the A Christmas Story.
Right.
He's a producer-director
now,
so he was our producer on the tour. So it was a
the
fun
kid.
Trip. Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
it was
that's
Ralphie.
Something.
It was Ralphie, I know, yeah. So we broke his balls all the time about that, but yeah. It was a good time.
And did Vince MC or anything? Did he get up on stage?
Yeah, well, Vince went out. Vince is the host. Vince went out, you know, so all the chicks could scream for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And then, you know, he introduced what the show was. He'd bring out a comic, and then in between comics, he would have, you know, either him and Peter or another. He would have guests from, like, you know, Wedding Crashers or... Dodgeball, or he had Dwight Yoakam once. They do sketches and stuff like that on stage, so it was like a variety show.
Any Jennifer Aniston talk? Any inside skinning on Jennifer
Aniston? That chick
from
Friends?
That's right.
I don't know anything about that.
He must have been talking. He must have been talking to her on his cell phone nonstop.
I don't remember.
He had her stashed in the bus. He'd leave the stage. He'd run off, make time with her.
Yeah.
Come back.
You know what's weird about that is judging from all the Us Weeklies and tabloids of the world, I would have never known that Vince Vaughn went away for 30 days somewhere else. I would have just assumed he was hanging out with Jennifer Aniston all that time.
He was shot canoodling with her out front of a Cinnabon every 10 seconds. Yeah, how did that work? How did he escape for 30 whole days? Yeah.
Don't look at me. Hey,
she went with you.
Secrecy.
She was on the bus.
I there was a lot of people on the bus.
Well, you know, there's a weird thing. Okay, so that's yes. But here's the whole thing. I'm not saying she was on the bus, but was she nice? Did she treat you with respect, Jennifer Aniston?
She's a very, very nice person.
All right. Now we have our answer. Here's the thing.
And she's a fox.
Jennifer.
Grade A
Foxy?
I mean, come on, dude. Of course.
But I mean, the number one best you've ever seen?
I mean,
no.
You know.
Really?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about? No.
No.
What are you talking about, dude?
Okay, let me explain something.
Look, how
something.
Bad
how
does
dare
life
you
get when
here?
Jennifer Aniston's not hot? All right? Look, I mean, seriously.
All right, here's my explanation. There is hot, and then there's sort of cute hot. Now, to me, the Jennifer Anistons or the Eva Longorias of the world are attractive, cute women, but they're not Angelina Jolie hot, and they're not Charlize Theron hot. They're too short. They got a B cup. They're nice. They're cute. There's nothing wrong with them. It's like a different classification. They're a nice. It's like a Miata versus a Jaguar. It's nice. It's part. You know, if you got 20 grand to spend on a car, that's the one to get. It works, but it could never be the world class automobile that the Jag is. That's what I look at Jennifer Aniston.
How say you, Caparulo?
I think that you're a bitter old man.
How tall is she?
Tall
is she?
I'm with you. She's a minx.
I mean, you know, it's just like I disagree. I would not that I like Mazda, but I would rather go with the Miata. All right, because it just seems like, you know, Angelina Jolie has a high insurance rate.
Well, no, she's temperamental. You got to choke her to get her started.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I bet you did that, too. Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, I missed the choke. My point is I'm just saying I'm not marrying them. I don't want them to be the mother of my children, all that. I go Jennifer Aniston for the Daily Driver, don't get me wrong. And there's nothing wrong with her. But I'm just saying, I've never met her in person. She seems like a more petite woman, under, 5'6", mm-hmm. let's say. I don't know. How tall is she, by the way?
I didn't have a yardstick.
How tall are you? How tall are you? We'll do
the
math.
I go about 5'8",
About 5'8".
Yeah.
And she's shorter than you are.
I think so.
Were you wearing pumps or flats?
Reebok pumps. Yeah. So.
Open toe?
I like to show off a little bit.
Yeah, you got it. You got to flaunt it. All right. So my point is, like I said, I put her in with Eva Longoria. Nice skin, nice teeth, nice hair, short, cute, B cup. Never going to be the voluptuous, tall, rangy beauty that the Charlize Therons of the world will be. All right, let's take a quick break. John Caparulis here. We'll play a little What Can't Adam Complain About? And we'll do that after this.
This is Louis C.K. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. 866-901-ADAM. You want to play What Can't Adam Complain About? John Caparulo in studio. John's a stand-up. Caught the eye of Vince Vaughn. Vince packed him in the Winnebago and took him on the road for 30 days. Did God knows what to him in the desert. And they toured around the country. 30 clubs, 30 days, 30 cities, 30 days. They filmed it. And where are they looking to sell the film? Or it's a documentary, obviously.
It's a documentary, but they're going to they're still shooting to do at least a limited theatrical release before the then they go to DVD and cable and stuff like that.
And with Vince Vaughn, who's turned into comedy gold over the last few years, he just puts his name on it, and he'll be in it too.
Right. So well, of course, he's all over it.
Sure to find a distributor. Your first job in Hollywood was the doorman for the Comedy Store?
Yeah, it was.
How'd you get that gig?
I just kind of showed up, and Mitzi thought I was funny, so she decided to torment me for 2 years and make me check IDs. It was tough. It's one of those things. It's for a comic, it's an experience to turns a boy into a man. Like I had to work the back door and like check IDs, and people would go upstairs into the belly room.
Yeah,
I'd go up there, but like, they let me perform sometimes while I was working the door. One night I went up there, and it was like a Friday night. I just killed. I come back downstairs to keep working the door, and I was like, I'm floating after
my set. Right, because you did a great set.
Yeah, and the manager comes over, and he's like, yeah, Cap, you're done. The ladies' room toilet backed up, and it's flooding into the hallway.
So, welcome to showbiz.
So grab a mop, and I actually had people were walking out of the show I was just in, like, you were so funny. I'm like, thanks. All right, that's not my pee, but
you're right.
All right, yeah,
you've just plucked the tampon off the floor. Right.
Is this another bit you're doing? Cleaning this toilet? It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I used to teach comedy traffic school, and they'd pay about $90. And you'd go teach traffic offenders, but you'd work the comedy.
Yeah.
And they used to say, the company, let us amuse you. L-E-T-T-U-C-E, let us amuse you. You know they're funny. They would always say, start before. You know, these people paid an extra $8 to go to a comedy traffic school. They could have gone to Sears for $19.95. They chose us for $26.95, so you better be good. And you have to explain to them at the top, that you're a qualified comedian. Go ahead and embellish. Go ahead and explain, whatever. Don't say you've been doing open mics. Explain give them your comedy resume and go ahead and feel free to embellish. And I always thought to myself, though, how good could my career be going if I'm in Whittier and it's Sunday and it's 8:45 in the morning and I'm getting $85 for 8 hours of comedy? Really? I just got off tour with Cosby. What do they think? So, welcome to showbiz. You came out from where?
Ohio.
Came out from Ohio. Worked the door and worked your way up.
Worked the door during the night, cut grass during the day, yeah. It was a long journey.
So you sold drugs during the day. And and Vince Vaughn, how did he discover you?
Vince just by hanging out at the Comedy Store. Just met him there. And Just he's a friend. He's a friend with my friend Ahmed, who was also on the tour with me. He was friends with him. Just introduced him to me, and we went over to his place and played video games one night. And we just became friends.
Now wow. Among
it's
the
like
comedians,
swingers.
Yeah, exactly right.
Pretty much, yeah.
NHL hockey, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys among the people on tour? You were the funniest.
I don't know. I mean, I
yes.
I do.
He
okay.
told me during the commercial he was clearly the funniest, and that he'd had sex with Jennifer Aniston many, many times while Vince was up there doing his emceeing gig. That's the way he warmed up.
You
and
scoundrel.
I sold drugs before I, you know, all right, I'm glad yeah. I came on this morning.
I'm clean. Right?
This is working out great.
All right. It's we're going to play a little something called What Can't Adam Complain About? I realize there's almost nothing I can't complain about. And so far, I've not really been stumped. Now, we have some people calling in. I know John wants to play. Let's warm up with just a caller. Jacob?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Do you have a topic for what can't Adam complain about? And by the way, I've not seen any of these. We've not discussed this.
And by the way, you're a lot of complainers in the world, but you're the gold medalist of complainers.
Thank you.
There's nothing you can't complain about.
Yeah, I've got to give it to you.
Thank you. I'm the Edwin Moses of complainers.
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I've been racking my brain over what you can't complain about, and I think I came up with something. It's a little on the dull side, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
It's the galvanized chassis.
Yeah. Well, pollutes the environment, the galvanization process. They dip the frame of the truck into the galvanizing liquid, but then that just gets released into the beautiful lakes and ponds, and all the fish die. Tough
Does
on
it?
The environment. Good on weather. Good on weather, but tough on the environment. Yeah.
Ooh.
By the way, I don't need things lasting forever. I don't need cars lasting forever. I like the old ones that would rust out and fall apart in 12 years. I don't want to be driving some car that's 80 years old because it lasts forever.
Well played.
All right. Thank you.
I'll offer this one to you, Ace, and to you, John.
The galvanization process. How about bonderizing? All right, Jacob. Go ahead.
Let's hear if either of you can complain about this. The Simpsons, the TV show, perhaps the best show of all time.
Yeah. Well, the chick that does Bart Simpson's voice is nuts. That's about all I have to say about that. And she came on Loveline and wouldn't do it. You know these people that only do something and then they won't do it? All these a-holes that play the piano. Zach Galifianakis, he plays the piano in every gig, and then you tell him to come on your show, I'll bring the keyboard. I'll not be doing that. Do the Bart Simpson voice. That's all you do. I'm angry about it. What do you have? Do you have anything for me, John?
You know, this was hard for me because he was telling me to make a list, and I'm like, I complain about everything, too. So, I mean, like, I'm kind of a hypocrite. I mean, like,
Were you ironically bitching about the list he made you make?
How can you complain about sunshine? But I'll complain about sunshine or butterflies. The only thing I can think of is ranch.
Ranch dressing?
Yeah, you could pour ranch on an old dude's balls, and I'd probably eat it. I mean, it makes everything better. So,
well, let me tell you something. That was my grandfather's balls, my friend, and that's why I hate ranch, because he's never been the same. And when I saw his open casket the day we buried him, his groin smelled of ranch. That's the problem I have with ranch. All right, let me ask Ray if he has one. Ray?
Hey.
You have something I can't complain about?
I was wondering if you would complain about yourself.
Well, yeah. I think my gums are receding. I never stop complaining. If I didn't pluck my brow, it would become one huge brow that would eventually join forces with my forehead and then take over the world. It would meet in the small of my back with my ass hair, and I'd just become one big gerbil. Thank you.
John, are you able to complain about Adam Carolla?
Am I able to complain about Adam off the air? I don't know.
Wow. Well, got something to look forward to. Jessica?
Yeah?
What can't I complain about?
Okay, I was thinking, how can you possibly complain about the local grocery store butcher?
I don't like...
He's such a nice guy.
No, I don't like that guy. I don't like the... You know why? I don't like the hopping around of the numbers. You know, you pull your ticket, you got 77. First off, there's the heartbreak. You pull the 77 ticket thing, and he's like, now serving number nine. And you're like, holy Christ, I got 77, and there's two people standing here. How does this work? Do the tickets go like 9, 27, 41, and 77? How does this go? I don't like the pulling of the thing, and I don't like when they get that bandsaw out and cut the meat in front of you. Do that in the back behind the curtain. I don't want to see you fire up that weird bandsaw thing and go through the bones with it. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't like that blue sticker. You know that weird blue stamp they put, USDA? I don't want any weird ink on my pork chops, that weird sticker. Nah, I don't like that guy. Plus, he's a pedophile. Just seemed like icing on my cake.
I had no idea.
Oh, yes. All right, I want to thank John Caparulo for coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
You were a sport for playing What Can't Adam Complain About. John can be found at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach tonight through Saturday. And then we'll keep an eye open for the Vince Vaughn Wild West comedy tour coming to a big screen near you. Def Frat Guy. Can't complain about Def Frat Guy.
Maverick.
He's a Maverick. He's in the, is he a Sammy or Teak?
I think Teak. I forget always.
Yeah, he's a Teak. We'll bring him in. He's going to talk to us after this.
This is Jorge Garcia from Lost. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. Def Frat Guy is in studio. We're going to be in Las Vegas on the 9th of March at the Ghost Bar, the Palms. 3 to 7 p.m. Ed, who lives across the street, who is the middle-aged man of color who's going to do some reviewing for us, is going to review Lost. He called in, and we'll have that later on in the show, but he called in and left this message for us. Should we hear that?
Hey, this is Dan Miller. I mean to call you again, but I wanted to let you know I had heard you guys talk about that Big Dad was going to a place out here called Scores, and I had went there for lunch today, so I didn't have to work. And sure, you would be shocked to see what was inside that Scores.
Wow.
There was a lot of women with no shirts on.
Wow.
They're taking the blouses off. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but I just was letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to call you tomorrow. I don't mean to, you know, bother you. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. And I will talk to you later. All right, you have a good night. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, the same thing happened to me. I went last Sunday over to Crazy Girls to pray. Because, you know, Sunday's my people's mm-hmm. Sabbath. That's when we worship. And there was a ton of chicks dancing around. Hardly the kind
Shame
of place.
The devil.
Yeah. All right, so Ed gave us a little heads up that Scores. Here's the deal. If there's a lot of neon and a lot of day glow outside and no windows, there's that nude chicks inside. That's what I do.
No shirts on, he says.
No shirts. Wow. All right, be careful,
sounds,
Big Dad.
Sounds unsanitary.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I mean, I've always gone to Scores to eat, maybe have a smart cocktail, but I never did notice the semi-nude women or the women without shirts, as he says, moving around. Maybe it was one girl that just lost her shirt when it got caught up in
it's
the garbage
Vegas.
Disposal or something. Or maybe it was particularly hot. Maybe the air conditioning was on the fritz. So he went into Scores to eat and noticed that none of the girls were wearing shirts. To make
outrageous.
A note of that.
Interested to know if he tried to help them at all.
And what about this guy? Did he have? Did he notice the guy who was a fat guy with the ponytail and the bad beard and the leather fanny pack that was up on the riser behind the Lexan glass? Hey, businessman's lunch. Come on in, join the buffet. Don't forget to tip the guy from Nairobi. He's in the bathroom. Ladies, quit your grin and truculent. Tammy, stage one, Tammy. That didn't seem to be a distraction, Ed, while he was trying to eat at the buffet. All right. Def Rat Guy, I'm sorry you weren't allowed to enjoy that. It is just my favorite thing in life when anyone who's in the middle of their rap has to do a little bit of business. you have to get the guys to cough up the money at the stage, but you also have to let Tammy know that she's needed on stage three. Deaf rat guy?
The chick that scores are really hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been?
Hell yeah.
Now, deaf rat guy, you go to USC, fifth year senior? Yeah.
I want to graduate soon, but part of me is going to miss college life.
Right. Because you're in a frat, you have a good time. You're Sammy over there?
Dude. I'm serious, bro. Stop saying that, dude. You know I'm a teak. Now you're just trying to break my balls.
Well, I don't want to break
maybe
your balls.
Maybe you and your frat brothers are from the teaks. Maybe we're going to be in Vegas. This is a good excuse for a roadie.
Yeah, road trip.
Dude, I would love to come to Vegas with you. I'll do whatever. Like, if you want me to be a roadie, I'll do that, too.
So you come out to Vegas with us?
You're looking for a job.
Yeah.
Dude, we were partying so hard all the time, 24-7.
Were you, did you get lit last night? Did you get loaded?
I did. I mean, I know it was a school night, but sometimes I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
Drowning your sorrow.
Probably because the idol was on last night.
Sorry to hear about that. Yeah.
And partake in it. Yeah, you know, I watched it.
Two-hour American Idol last night. Everyone in the frat house probably watching it. Must be kind of lonely for you.
I mean, I can kind of get into them when they're dancing and stuff, but I don't really know what the music is.
Probably better off, though, really. A lot of those just bad covers from Heart and stuff like that. Rachel, do you have a little? And we'll get to Deaf Frat Guy in a moment because... the deal is Deaf Frat Guy's going to be graduating in a few months, fifth-year senior over at SC, right?
Keep your fingers crossed.
All right, and what's your major?
Communications right now, but I think it would be kind of cool to have a minor in hotel and restaurant management.
And we hear that with the communications major and with the graduation, which is upcoming, you'll be looking for a gig, looking to sign on over here perhaps.
Hell yeah, bro. This would be a kick-ass job.
Okay. Well, hang tight, because Deaf Rat Guy's going to try. I think he's going to do a little weather report for us, see if we could use a weather guy. But first, we'll do a little Idol talk with Rachel Perry.
American Idol on last night. The 12 guys competing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I believe tonight is the night that we're going to find out which girls and which guys move on to the next round. You know, you watched it. I want to know what Deaf Frat Guy thought of all the people. I mean, just the way they... First of all, the first guy, Tom Green, looks mm-hmm. like Tom Green.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good singer. And you know what? This is something that really bothers me. The winking. People need to stop with the winking.
Yeah.
With the winking at the camera.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like the winking. They do it. It's a crutch.
I wish they'd do it in porn, though.
More winking at the camera.
Yeah, I like that, you know? Guys could do the two-finger thing. Hey, who loves you? You know? Yeah, I like it in porn, but I don't like it in my American Idol.
And also the promoting of the phone numbers.
Yeah, where they hold
signals,
the fours out.
They're throwing up gang signs.
That's what it looks like. And the rock and roll guy who has ever-evolving facial hair always has to do the rock and roll horns all the time. We get it. You're into rock and roll. And let me just say this, everybody. Whether it's NASCAR... whether it's pro wrestling, sorry, Big Tad, whether it's rock and roll, whether it's country, it's the country lifestyle, you know, the cowboy lifestyle, we don't need to know. Do we need to know? You're wearing the big belt buckle and the boots and the cowboy hat. You're going to your accounting job in the city. Do you know what I'm saying? You're into the rock and roll lifestyle, so you have to wear the rock and roll T-shirt everywhere. You have to have the rock and roll haircut. You have to keep throwing the devil horn signs at everyone. Relax. We don't need to know what the F you're into. Just go sing your song and go home, would you? Or go to work and then go home. Do we need to know, you're into the outdoor lifestyle? Whatever you are, whether you're the diesel dyke or whether you're the guy who's in the NASCAR, the guys who are, hey, you're into NASCAR, fine. Do you have to wear the NASCAR huge leather, gaudy, horrible jacket into work all the time? There's plenty of... I'm into napping. I don't know how that would work. You see me wearing my pajamas? Am I wearing slippers and a pajamas in here and have like an Ambien T-shirt on? Please.
Yeah, you should.
I definitely like rock and roll because you can really feel the bass.
Right.
So, did you like Bucky Covington? He was the guy that looks like the guy from Nickelback that sang the Skynyrd song.
The guy that looked like Smitty?
I don't know Smitty, but...
Smitty's one of his teak frat brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, he has a blonde curly hair.
Long, kind of long.
Yeah.
That guy actually
seemed really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He did. You know what? For the like the rocker guy on the show, because last season with the Bo Bice and the other guy, the Constantine, I just wish they would disappear. But
yeah.
That guy seemed like he'd be fun to go out and get wasted with. You think?
Definitely, dude. But anyone's pretty fun to get wasted with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear? I don't know what you want to hear, Adam. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear a little Bucky?
Yeah, I'd like to hear some Bucky.
He was a little scratchy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
I didn't.
And be a symbol,
I know you can't hear it, Death Rat guy.
Yeah.
This is atrocious.
Well, as I was doing the TiVo stop and commentary, because I'm looking at the Zapruder films. I'm just standing up in front of the group of guys there, and I stop every 10 seconds. My wife rolls her eyes, and then I say to myself,
"You have
okay,
a pointer."
Yeah, I have a pointer. I'm like Costner in that movie. Who the hell? First off, who's voting here? I'll tell you who's voting. 17-year-old teeny boppers. Do you think they want to hear a deep cut Leonard Skynyrd song that they've never heard before in their life? You know what I mean? If you're just trying to get the votes, and the votes are being put in by, you know, high schoolers all over who were born after the song came out, and I like Leonard Skynyrd, I barely heard the song. Why make that choice? I'm like a weird choice for him.
Hey, he's the rocker. I don't know.
Right.
And then, there's this kid named Will. They're all so young. This
16.
Will kid. He was not good, though. I want to listen to a little bit of this.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
That's another strategy where it's like, oh, who sung this song? Oh, that's right. It's the pedophile when he was just a boy himself. Huh. Ironic.
He looks like the kid from The Wonder Years, that one.
Yeah.
And then there's the guy Sway. He did pretty good.
I like Sway.
He looks like a villain from like James Bond or like a...
Yeah, he looks like Odd Job.
Yeah.
From Goldfinger.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Odd Job.
They liked him. The judges really like this guy.
He's one of those Latin guys with the big Buddha heads. Huge cabeza on that cat.
Then there was Chris Daughtry, who, I like him. I don't want to listen to him. Kevin, this is the kid that looks like he's not doing so well. The little, weird-looking
kid. Yeah, he looks like the teacher from South Park. The kid with the little glasses. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can hear his lisp when he's singing.
He looks like Mr. Garrison. Yeah, he could win American Idol, Olympic gold, Stanley Cup, and the Nobel Peace Prize, and he couldn't get laid. This kid would not get laid.
Sing, but
you have to see him.
Yeah.
Mr. Garrison from South Park sings the hits. That's all.
And then there's this this black guy, Gideon.
Gideon, yeah.
Gideon. And mm-hmm. We'll hear a little Gideon.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up.
This is another one of those effed out songs that every jackass plays at their wedding. Thank Christ, Jack, you didn't play this at the wedding where all the old farts hit the thing and try to cool it up a little bit. Yeah.
Everybody's having the time of their lives.
Oh, we're animals. I drank a spritzer, and now I'm going to kick off the pumps and hit the floor. All right, old lady, back to the table.
Well, that's the point with these people. That's the same thing. All these people who sing these songs, what choice have you made? They're all terrible. They're above average, but none are exceptional singers. I can't imagine that 30 million people in this country sit around and watch this nonsense week after week.
Well, here's the thing that strikes me about singing, which is singing is sort of like athletics, which is to say there's a ton of people on this planet, although nobody in this room, as we found out. There are millions of people who can sing at about a 7.5 level. Like, they could work at some Holiday Inn doing some lounge show. They're just good enough to do that. Sort of like athletics. There's tons of guys that are pretty strong. They're pretty fast. They could dunk a basketball or throw a football or put up 300 pounds in a bench press, but they can't make it to the show. They can't make it to the next level. This, to me, is... Oh, that's me singing Green Eyed Lady.
Now, let's just reel it in a notch here, if we could.
I like to do a little ramp up, you know.
Sure.
Spoken word.
You're a showman.
Women going insane.
Yeah, no one's enjoying it from the sounds of it more than you, though.
Well, you really... Let me tell you something, Rachel Perry. The room was not mic'd. You should have heard the reaction of the ladies. Swooning.
Are you really any worse than the guy who was singing the Skynyrd song?
Not that much. That's the point. It should be like me playing one-on-one with Shaq, and as it turns out, it's like me playing one-on-one with a decent junior college ball player or something. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
How dare you?
Now I want to hear from the guy that I call douchebag, the one that I hate, that you know that the girls are just going to love, and Paula loves him. Ace.
Mm.
I won't
know, baby. Oh, this song.
Good strategy, the George Michael song.
Oh, he just... And then he gives the look to the camera,
yes,
like, I'm so sexy. And then Ryan Seacrest makes him do the look again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just can't deal with him.
What happened to Ryan Seacrest? Did he get cartilage removed from his legs? Why is he shorter than every chick and every dude who walks up next to him? I mean, they're 15-year-old guys dwarfing Seacrest, and then every chick is tall. I didn't know he was that short until everyone stood next to him.
Tiny.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say, I think this entire thing, playing these clips, is why do you choose to torment the deaf rat guy?
Yeah, I'm
Maverick
sorry.
Is sitting here. He comes in. He's probably was out on another bender till, you know, 3-4 in the morning. Comes in, and now you play clips. He can't even enjoy it.
Oh, what does he care? Come on.
That song, I think it's called Shout, because I could feel it. That's the one that people get down on the ground and shake, called the gainer.
That's right. Shout. You guys do that at the frat parties.
Sometimes if I want to dance, the guy will tell me how many beats per minute, so I'm not making a total jackass out of myself.
Hey, deaf frat guy, are you seeing anybody right now? I mean, are you dating?
Why buy the cow when the milk is for free?
Because last time we were talking, you said you had your sights set on, was it Brittany or who?
Ashley.
Ashley. Which Ashley?
The one who's in Twindale. There's another Ashley, the one who is shaved down below.
Not that one.
No, Ashley from Twindale. But I want to say something. If you're listening, screw you. Don't break my heart.
What happened?
Bitter.
Oh.
You're dating Ashley. Had you been dating the Tridel Ashley, not the one who shaved down below?
I mean, we hooked up.
Well, I see.
But then she decided it would be a better idea to hook up with Moon because she heard he's really well hung.
So she hooked up with Moose, and he basically he batted her.
We're cool, Moose and me, because it's like he's a guy.
Right.
He can't control himself, but Ashley, you should have known better. And don't break my heart.
Sorry, I know it's pretty emotional.
Okay?
It's pretty emotional for deaf rat guy.
Dude, you, Ashley, you don't know what you're missing. You will. Time will tell.
Wow.
I don't think it was cool, though. Listen, I'm not, I hate to judge you and be pious, but you were telling me about what you did to the Fiji house to take out your aggression. I don't think that was cool.
With the pumpkin?
Yeah, with the pumpkins. I don't want to...
They were mini pumpkins, first of all. We took a potato gun and kind of went ballistic on their house. But then they got really bummed out and they made us clean it up.
Why did you clean it up?
Well, it got pretty ugly because I was down there with Smitty and he lost his cell phone. And he totally flipped out. And they were basically going to beat the crap out of us unless we cleaned those pumpkins up.
I'll tell you, that's what a college really does prepare you for the world. You know what I mean? Mixers, keggers, keg stands, cleaning up pumpkins. You know, it's all the stuff you do as an adult once you enter society. All right. Hang tight, Deaf Rat Guy. And don't worry about that, Ashley.
Screw you.
That's right.
I'm not talking to you, bro, to her.
Right, and yeah. Moose is still cool.
If I get a gig here at this show, she will be the one who has the broken heart.
Okay.
Well, we'll let you do better.
Yeah, you compose yourself. Get yourself together. We'll come back, and then we'll give you a shot at the weather here, because we are looking for a weather person.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Deaf Rat Guy after this.
Hi, this is Dave Coulier. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
And tell him Dave's package sent you.
I think we booked Dave Coulier's package for tomorrow. We discovered Coulier's package many days ago when we were watching Skating with Celebrities, and Coulier was on there. I noticed the package. We brought him on the show. And
breakout star of the show.
Yeah, we're going to have him back tomorrow. Deaf Rat Guy in studio.
What's going on, dude?
What's happening, Maverick?
It's all good.
I like the kid Maverick that he's a Sammy, but he's really a Teak over at USC. He's a fifth-year senior, communications major, looking for a gig. He's going to be graduating in a few months.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Okay, dude. Yeah, it's been kind of a mixed bag for him. He's had a lot of good times and a little heartbreak, too, like when Moose got with Ashley, this girl.
But thinking about it kind of pissed me off a little bit. Moose, if you're listening, dude, bros before hoes.
Right, right. So you're okay with Moose, but Ashley?
It kind of bumped me out a little bit, and part of me wanted to come down and do a little dance on their faces.
Right, right. Deaf Rat Guy is, again, looking for a gig when he graduates, and we thought, well, you know, there's things to do around here. He's a friend of the show. He's a communications major. Maybe we could take up over here. So we decided to start with a weather person, because I'm kind of looking for someone to do the weather on this show. We haven't really had any success yet. So why don't you give that a shot, and we'll see if it works out.
Weather report. Nassau, an upper-level disturbance with winds from the continent today, accompanied by some rain or snow. Most precipitation will be in the New England area.
Okay, so it's going to be raining in New England?
Later, a low-pressure system will make for an unsettled Thursday in the Midwest. In Washington, snow level will be around 500 feet. Total accumulation of snow should be between 8 and 16 inches. Or, in Moose's case, 13 inches.
Oh, that's a good one. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want just a straight read on what's going on in New England. I like a little commentary, a little comedy worked in. Shaq, you ought to work some comedy into your sportscast.
Duly noted.
Los Angeles, California, sunny, high of 72 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona, 74 degrees. Ladies, that means go to the beach and take those tops off.
Always a frat guy. Weatherman, distant second to frat guy. I like that.
In Portland, Oregon, there will be a low of 37 degrees. That's pretty nipple. But dude, all of us teens, you can always tell a teen around campus, we're the dudes wearing shorts when it's like negative 15 degrees.
Yeah, hardcore.
San Francisco, there will be abundant sunshine, high of 65. Dude, I've never been to San Francisco. I'm just maybe not in the mood to get raped.
I don't think they're all gay over there.
I don't swing that way.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's more of a wives' tale. I've been there. I was only raped twice.
To my bros in San Diego, the barometer is falling. Maybe there will be some bad weather on the way. But to the bros at San Diego State, what's up, dude? Let's rage.
You want to rage? Oh, yeah. You have the Teaks over in San Diego State. I see.
In Las Vegas, this will be sunny with a high of 66. In Sacramento, I'm not making this up. It would be 69 degrees.
Wow.
I'm not making it up.
Oh, come on.
No, you can look.
Let
it's
me
right
see
here.
That. Yep, there it is. 69, you're right.
The Moose is classic. Every sport he plays, his number is 69.
That is classic.
In Seattle, there's a 100% chance of precipitation. Dude, it's going to rain. Deal with it. In Reno, the barometer is steady at 30.27 inches, and it's sunny. I want to give a shout out to Moose. He's from Reno.
A lot of praise for Moose this morning.
Mixed bag, though.
Yeah.
Also stole his lady.
Yeah,
so.
Mixed feelings, yeah.
In Fresno, it will actually be kind of humid there, 86% with a low of 39 degrees. But in San Diego, it will be really nice. So, ladies, I want to see you out on the beach. Dude, if you get fined for topless sunbathing, we'll help you pay your fine.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You got one more?
Fresno, you know what? I should not have even said that, dude. The dude from Fresno State that crashed our Valentine's Day party.
Mm.
I hope you all had a long ride back there with that dude who with the loud mouth who rolled back with his jaw wired shut.
The guys from Fresno State crashed your Valentine's party?
They tried to, dude. They basically got their asses handed to them.
He had his jaw wired shut, though.
Wow.
Were you the one who dropped the hammer?
Put it this way, dude. The guy at Fresno State that lost his cell phone, Liquid Larry has it.
Oh, man. All right, you cool? Is that it? I liked it. I liked the commentary. I thought it was concise. You really got all the information across. I'm thinking about hiring you on for the weather.
Look, I would be totally psyched. And Dan the Man is my buddy, dude. What's up, Dan the Man? He's major in meteorology, so he kind of like helped me out.
He helped you out. All right.
You would
still
be huge if you get this. You know, I'd imagine you'd have a bunch of groupies at campus. You know.
Dude,
the girls would love you.
My dream in life, I mean, I want to get a job, but I would also be really psyched to do a threesome with Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. Yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah. Just drop a line to the Make-A-Wish people.
Moose might try to steal them, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope no one's listening to this, but Moose got wood during Johnny Weir, the finger scanner.
Oh, no.
And he's like, dude, I just woke up from a nap, but we're like, no way, dude.
That frat guy, everybody, nice job. Yeah, I hope Moose isn't listening. Great job with the weather. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Ed from Vegas is going to be calling in. You heard his message earlier. He's going to give us a little update on Lost. Big Tad has his way in. Do not forget about that, because it'll be feast or famine for Big Tad. Literally, he's either heading down to the NASCAR to sit by the pits, be next to his beloved American cars, or he's going to hit the streets dressed as a Girl Scout to sell cookies. We'll figure it out after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM. Good times.
Mm-hmm. 866-901-ADAM. Big Tad is going to weigh in a few. We'll bring him in. He's currently running in place and spitting into a bucket. He's going to come by. We'll weigh him in. If he lost 8.5 pounds, he will get to go to the NASCAR event and sit trackside, going to the pits, get a little pit pass. If he loses, he's going to have to sell Girl Scout cookies in a Girl Scout uniform out on the street. Leslie?
Yes.
Leslie, the dude. He says here you feel cheated by the new Playboy?
Yes. I think Hugh Hefner just cracked a joke on everybody across the world.
What'd he do?
Well, the new Playboy has Jessica Alba on the cover.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, but she's not in there. They do a damn interview with her.
Yeah, I don't like that. They've done a few of those.
You know, You don't have, like, Playboy's, it's against the rules.
No, I agree. When they have the picture of the person, whoever they have on the cover needs to be naked.
Yes.
I totally agree.
That's the whole basic comparison of where you can say, hey, judge a book by its cover. That's our last one. That's all we can do.
No, I agree. I remember as a youth getting burned by Bernadette Peters. Like 1981, there was Bernadette Peters, a busty, beautiful Bernadette Peters. So cute. And
then you
open
it up,
gun.
It's like in a cocktail dress.
Yeah, barely. And she's answering questions. Yeah, this is what we want. Jessica Alba, tell us, what do you think about the Middle East crisis, Jessica? Fantastic.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay,
good luck.
Now you're going to run for president too? Sweet.
That's right.
Can the top come off? Are we into that
at
all? Or?
Yes, good luck pleasuring yourself to that.
You can always do an interview, just have them naked.
I agree. And I'll take it a step further. I think the person doing the interview should be naked too, the guy who's interviewing Jessica Alba.
Well, you know, that way, you know, she's not uncomfortable because everybody in the room is naked.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. They always are out, you know, walking dogs nude, or they're, you know, riding motorcycles in the, you know, or they're off in space sometimes, the women in some of these magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not be doing an interview? Jessica Alba.
I always like when they equate it with freedom. The only time I really truly feel free is naked. I walk around my house in the nude. They always do that. It's a weird thing that hot chicks have to tell guys. I walk around the house in the nude all the time.
I just feel cold when I'm naked.
You feel vulnerable and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What if something happens? What if a small plane hits my house and I'm just there naked? And then they're doing that thing where they have to dig me out of the rubble and it's just a camera full of sack. That's a good movie.
I'll sleep naked, but I have to have my running shoes on just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too. I am telling you that if a prowler broke into the house, I would put something on. I would take the extra couple of minutes it takes to find some shorts. The guy could be stabbing and raping my wife simultaneously. I'd be in the closet. Hold on, honey. Cargo pants? I don't think that's good for fighting off an intruder. Let me see what I got here. Sweatpants. These will work. She'd be dead and pregnant.
I always think about that, too. You know, have you ever been in the shower and you sort of slip, your foot slips a little bit?
Yeah.
And you think, what if I broke my spine in here?
That's why I wear Speedo when I shower. I'm like a swimmer.
You're never nude.
I don't know why, but it was, this just reminded me of this. It was funny for my bachelor party. We were in Tahoe, were we not?
Correct.
Yeah. And John Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel's brother, was at the bachelor party, too. And it was nighttime. We were having a few boozes. And we're all in the jacuzzi. And I mean, we all. I think me, my buddy Ray, and maybe another guy were in the jacuzzi.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's hot. Should have seen where my big toe was. And we were naked because,
sexy.
Hey, we're not uptight. I'm not going to put on trunks to get into a jacuzzi in the middle of the night with a guy I've known for 30 years. But then John Kimmel got into the jacuzzi and he was wearing his trunks because he thought we were wearing our trunks, but we weren't wearing our trunks. So now it's kind of weird that he's in his trunks and all the other guys are nude, but it's super gay and super weird for him to stand up now and take off his wet trunks after he's already in there. So it was uncomfortable to say the least. Ricky is on the blower. Ricky?
What's up, Adam? What's up, guys?
You have a hypothetical for us?
I have a couple for you, yeah. And, of course, you know there's no right or wrong answer for these.
Right.
So the first one is, you know, the guy that has a ton of food and other junk in his beard?
Yeah.
He just leaves it there?
Yeah, that's my dad, yeah.
Sorry about that. Or the guy that actually takes it out and flicks it.
Nobody does
flicks
that.
Flicks it at you. Oh, no
flicks
one?
Flicks it at you.
Yeah.
He has some food trapped in his beard. He takes it out and he flicks it at whoever's sitting across the table from him.
Yeah,
that guy.
Like it purposely, he just kind of does it. Just, you know.
All right, listen. I'm disappointed. Here's the thing about hypothetical. You have to have the guy who is that guy. Yes, there is the guy with the beard, the old guy that gets the crap caught in it. That's fine. But the other guy who pulls it out and flicks it at you.
So speaking of food, here's a disgusting guy. Let's take the first half of that versus the guy who eats with his hands too much and gets his hands all greasy and ketchupy and then proceeds to lick them loudly. That guy disgusts me. It turns my stomach.
Who is that guy? What are you hanging out with?
You ever hear that? You don't be around that guy.
What about the guy that just smells like ketchup? You know those people that just smell like ketchup?
Yeah.
Like they've been eating ketchup?
When I used to work at McDonald's, my cuticles smelled like onions constantly because I was constantly at that grill. Max up. Wrap, please. Cheese count. Cheese count on burgers, please. Cheese three, please. Thank you. It was a great gig. All right, we are going to finish a little unfinished business, which is we've had a few of the staffers in here figure out who they were most attracted to. And Bruska came out on top with the hot celebrities.
Yes, I did.
I think I came out on top with Rachel Perry.
Yes, you did.
And again, Sophie Monk.
Yeah, until Rick Fox showed up.
Right. Sophie Monk, the hot blonde from Australia, was into Bruska inexplicably. Into Bruska.
Here's what happened. And before we get into this nonsense, please try to remember the rules. Within these four walls, we allow no residents from Coy Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Please be honest. Yeah. Don't reside up on Coy Hill with your elusive answers and attempts to be cute.
Right.
Answer honestly or not at all. That's what Rachel Perry did. She's trying to play up to Corolla.
Absolutely. Sophie was honest.
Sophie Monk was honest.
Rachel was Bruska
because he's the doughy nerd doughy. Guy, you know.
Doughy.
All right.
The
pickings are slim.
The kettle.
Doughy.
Exactly.
The pickings are slim. There's no doubt about that. But Angie.
Now that Angie's in here, I've changed my. She's on my on the top. Thank
our
you.
Our producer, Angie.
And then I'll get on top.
Angie is a sexy, slow-moving glacier. She grows on you.
Mm.
She pecks away at your resolve.
Thanks.
She's attractive. She's an attractive woman, but there's, you know, it's interesting. There's immediate impact women where they walk in the room and you go, oh, what have we here? Oftentimes, upon closer examination, not quite as hot.
Mm-hmm.
You start finding the flaws. Turns out, their hair's not really blonde. That's not their color. They've had a little work done. It starts, you know what it's like? I always do my car analogies, but it's like looking at a red sports car from afar. And then you sort of come up on it and you sit in it and you look at it and you realize, the leather, there's a crack in the dash. Not quite as good as it looked at 60 miles an hour from across the highway. Angie's exactly the opposite. Her hotness grows on you. Maybe it's her personality.
Although
I doubt it. Maybe, well, there's nothing wrong with Angie, but I wouldn't call her the life of the party, you know. I mean, she's... that's what I'm saying.
You're about to be judged by this person.
Nothing wrong with Angie's personality, but I would say it's a push. Not evil, not nice, just whatever. Right in the middle. No problems, I'm saying. But her looks begin to sort of overtake you. Damashek has spoken to me in hushed tones many times about this. Yes, Shaq?
Well, you know, I say yay to that. Yes,
yeah, I say yay, too. Yes. So, Angie?
Yes.
Go ahead. Rate the men in the room.
Okay. But just the men.
All right. The women, too.
Rachel would be on top, of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then you can get on top after.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to start at the bottom. It would be Mike Lynch. Sorry.
Why?
Why? I have two reasons. One, he's not into sports at all. Doesn't like to play sports, any of that stuff. And I really like
how he looks.
No, I'm not done. And then
you get the factor of the personality in.
And yes. I was lucky enough to hear a conversation between him and Brian, the phone screener, where they were in sync giving off the codes to video games.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was bad. So sorry.
Yeah.
Good rationalizing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bruska would be next to the bottom.
Wow.
Sorry.
And you work closely with him.
I know,
not a good
move. I know. Because he's got kind of a quick temper.
Yeah. Oh.
But you're talking about the personality. Go ahead and get involved the physical.
I'm going looks-wise, too. And then, it's between Dave and Adam.
But you're not saying specifically the looks-wise. You're saying personality things because you want to avoid saying what it is physically.
This goes with looks as well.
And the reasoning is? Elaborate on my looks.
Because you're not quite as cute as the ones that are above you.
You're about 30 pounds too heavy.
I don't think you're heavy.
In what way?
You're a little shorter than I would like in a guy.
Oh, shorter. Okay, that's right. Your husband is like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he's tall.
Right.
Can I just say, Tad's been on the other side of the glass going, hey, what about me? Do you really want to put yourself in that position, Tad?
Oh.
All right.
That's Tad. I thought we were
in an aquarium.
Please,
Tad, come in.
I thought we were in an aquarium and we were looking at a sea turtle. Yeah. Tad, please stay out there. Tad, here's the whole thing, too. You're doing this thing now where you lost 4 pounds and you went from morbidly obese to sort of morbidly obese, and now you think you're a bathing suit model.
I'm a sexy girl, man.
How dare
come
you?
On.
Talk to me when you get under 300.
You're in last place.
All right, Ann.
Period. Okay, back to Dave and Adam. And it went back and forth. But Dave would be next in line.
Yeah.
And then Adam would be on top. For two reasons.
What the hell?
Let me speak.
Oh,
two reasons.
Man.
First reason,
get
because he's taller.
Rodeo theme ready.
Taller.
Yeah,
you're just
taller.
Mad because you're not up there. Because he's taller than you. And he boxes, which is hot, I think. Mm-hmm. You don't really do anything physical, do you?
What about
like
waving?
Hell I don't.
What about
don't
using
know?
The terrible towel as a belly bib? You don't call
hot.
That when
very,
he pleasures himself. You don't call that a physical activity?
You know, yeah.
Yet another outrage and another example of someone who wants to curry favor with the
absolutely.
Boss man.
Absolutely. Well,
here we go.
So easy, so convenient. Here's the thing. To say to a woman, separate the personality, separate the vibe, separate the guy's sort of demeanor from his looks is impossible. They can't do it. It'd be like separate the flavor from the salad dressing. It is impossible to do. You can't do it. It's all one. It's homogenated. Yeah. You can't do it. And you keep telling her to focus on the looks. But you could have the world's greatest looking guy in the world. He starts barking out the codes to the video games.
I'm out.
Pow.
Right.
You dry up like a piece of toast.
Exactly.
That's it. My personality, Shaq. What can you say?
Boxing's
smart.
Hot.
We're going to take a...
See how hot he is when he's 53
stuff.
And he's a babbling baboon.
Wow. The video game codes were to a boxing game. I get no credit for that?
None.
Come on.
Fight night?
All right.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
All right. We're going to take a break. Thanks, Ange.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your honesty.
No problem.
It took a lot of guts. A lot of guts.
It's because you said that you weren't that impressed by her personality and then see made you, you know, you were mean to her. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Girls like guys.
If that makes you feel
though.
Better, that's exactly what it was.
She's a liar, basically.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you got Sophie Monk.
Bitter.
Relax. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news and sports after this.
This is Sophie Monk. Call Adam Carolla now at 1-866-901.
Bruska still fuming in the halls. Damashek angry. Bruska threatening to get out a lie detector and hook Angie up to it.
I'll pay for it.
Send her
I'll
to the MRI guy.
I'm so sure she was lying that I will pay for it.
All right, but let me just ask you this.
You think
you're
a chick
magnet? What?
I'm definitely higher than Dave, who wears his belt buckle off because he's so fat.
All right, now hold on a second. Bruska, just close your eyes for a minute. Are they closed? Please close them. Think back to high school when you weren't getting laid. Is this shocking news to you? Okay.
Good point.
Thank you.
Listen, Carolla is at least vastly more successful and talented than I am. I can see a woman getting lost in his resume and in his wallet. But listen, you got nothing over me. I don't get the. You think a woman, your wife, has contacted me?
Mm. we had.
That's ridiculous.
Dave was very upset. He was yelling at Angie. He
was
actually still outraged. He had to figure out who was taller, him or phone screener Brian. It was ugly. Maybe we should just keep this rolling and get Bill in here. Bill is our gay board op. He's a pre-op board op. You want to be a woman one day, don't you, Bill?
I'm very proudly a man.
Okay.
No.
All right, and
I don't know if I want him picking me.
I could use more options.
Well, don't worry, you go first. Now, Bill, what do you think? You've had a chance to work with everybody.
Well, you know, it's a tough competition. You're all very equal.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
this
about
is,
me? What about me? We're
you're
not
included.
Rachel.
Included. I am including her, and this is just as tough as, for me as it is, I'm sure, for you to hear all this. But at the bottom of the list would have to be. Rachel.
Because I have a vagina.
Yes, because your penis is not big enough.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Well, I'm shallow. So yeah. I'll just tell you.
A little bit bigger than Bruska's.
You wear tight jeans. I can see everything.
There's the cootie factor that women have that you don't have with guys.
Yeah, well, and I just have sex with guys who I'm more attracted to women. Attractive to women.
Could you... All right, couple of questions.
Yeah.
could you, it's like Bill, it's like we captured a gay terrorist and we're interrogating him. We're trying to get all the information on your people. Where do they reside? How do they move? By night? And tell us about their mating habits. If you were to have sex with a woman, it would be better to have sex with an attractive woman like Rachel or Angie, would it not, than a woman who was unattractive?
It's much better. It's more pressure, but it's easier to have sex with a heavy woman.
It is.
Yeah, for gay men, it's usually much easier to have sex with a heavy woman.
Why?
Because they're more open to having someone who's, like, you don't have to be the best looks. You don't have to be a charmer.
I'm reading between the lines, anal.
No. Okay. No, and they're more appreciative afterwards. And if you just want, like,
what you're saying, aren't appreciative of sex?
No, and usually
with a gay. You're saying hot chicks aren't appreciative of sex with a gay man?
No, I would have to say with a gay man, yeah. But when I was in the closet, I was only having sex with mainly heavier women. I wasn't able to get the hot chick. But
you're gay.
I know, and he knows.
All right,
I know. It was just tougher to get the woman. It was too much pressure to get.
I know. It's a lot more. You burn more calories. You buy more drinks. It's a tougher order. But I'm just saying, all things being equal, you'd rather have sex with an attractive woman, right?
I'd rather have people know that I was having sex with an attractive woman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would it be difficult for you to have sex with a woman?
No,
you could do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just be wishing that, you know, I'd have something else afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, have the man that afterwards
Tell me, I know you don't speak for all gays,
yeah,
but most of them. For a straight guy to have sex with a man, it would be very difficult. It would be a form of punishment for us if, in fact, we were straight. But a gay man can have sex with a woman and it's just sort of, eh.
No. Like, not all gay men. No. My boyfriend looks at it and can't stand it.
Really?
And
repulsed.
Then some other repulsed. Huh. Absolutely. And then another friend of mine, Hector the hairdresser, he can't. He would
hold
love
on,
to.
Hector the hairdresser is gay. Stop the presses.
He would love to have sex with a woman, but he really can't.
He just can't get it going.
Yeah, physically can't, and just emotionally can't. Yeah.
All right. So now where were we?
So Rachel's at the bottom, and then next. I'd have to strongly disagree with Sophie Monk, is Brusca.
Wow.
Absolutely. And no offense.
I don't mind this at all.
I know you don't mind this. When I first got here, I thought that, I was like, wow, that guy's gay. Absolutely. that was when I first got here.
Why would you say that?
Now he knows you're gay.
Just looks.
But
no. Just looks. On looks. Yeah, you have that
masculine.
Sort of. Okay. Yeah, and that's what gay men like.
I'm going to beat you up, Adam. <All right. laughs>
I might enjoy that.
I think that's a hate crime.
All right, now you go up.
All right.
No, but really, and not for anything else, but you really don't have a backside. It's almost it's almost like, you know, it was cut off or something.
All right.
It's not there. Maybe it's the pants you wear or whatever.
That's
and
right.
I feel like if we were to have sex, that you'd be very bossy. You'd say, no, why are you putting your leg there? Why are you raising your leg?
Right.
Leg down, and
yeah,
that sort
he'd
of
boss you around.
Very, very bossy.
Okay. And no bullseye for your arrow. That's essentially what the backside
is. Well, I'd
is.
Have to go blindfolded.
All right.
But in any case, yeah. Then after Brusca, and this is a tough one because you got Mike and you got Dave who are coming in here and fighting.
But it doesn't have to be between those two.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you'll find out.
All right.
But I would, and it, because of Dave's mom, Mo, coming in and calling him Slug, I thought that was a very weird reference.
Ew.
And I think that scares me.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why she would have access to, like, sort of giving away Slug. I only know one thing on a man's body that looks like a slug.
Yeah.
Besides a finger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really scared of that.
You don't like Slug. Slow-moving pest that eats your tomatoes.
Yeah, even though he looks like this guy who I was attracted to in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give him a pass on the slug, and he has weird-shaped fingers.
Okay.
So he comes in right above Brusca, and then I'd have Mike. Mike, I feel that we got an eye connection.
Like, yeah.
There's sometimes when he's playing something and he's going to run it to the break, and all we have to do is look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
So And plus, with the video games and fish means probably a lot of hallucinogenics.
Yeah.
There'd be no time for sex.
He likes fish,
so
the band.
So it would be more of a, that would be more of a, much more of a platonic relationship.
Right.
With
you would be on the sofa, he'd be in the kitchen, and he would shoot you that look that meant, I want to masturbate, play video games, and go to bed, and you know what it meant.
You'd
exactly.
rather have
and
a platonic, you'd
thing.
Rather have a platonic relationship.
Than get slugged.
Than me.
It scares me. Yeah.
You'd rather
yeah.
have a platonic relationship with him than me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, yeah.
You would rather spoon with him than me.
We didn't talk about spooning, but yeah.
Dude, you're gay.
Yeah, then, well, I think there's a maintenance factor, you feel like, with Rachel. Whereas,
yeah.
whereas Mike would just, he'd stay busy himself. Would, he'd leave him alone.
I would feel always uncomfortable with Rachel because I would have to like, well, I'm gay and I'd have to keep on proving that I'm not gay to
yeah.
her. And
it's,
she's so hot that you'd have to do way more.
It's the
right.
difference between owning a cat and a dog. Dog's a good time and fun and everything, but you yeah. can't go out of town for a day without putting it at a kennel and this and that. Cat, just take off.
Cats can take off.
Yeah, Mike's the cat.
And now Adam, I would have to, he's at the top of my list because you look like a taller version of my best friend.
Mm.
And his name's right. Got the same thing. I'm sure that you have a prom picture with the fro combed out to about a foot wide
easily.
On either side of your,
yes.
your ears. I'm sure you got. He's got the same picture. Exact same thing. So I think that we could really just slide in. We would just hit it off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are we going platonic or is there actually coitus here?
Well, I'd have to wait for... I tell my friend that he's going to come out in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That he's... So we'd probably just wait for 5 years, yeah.
Okay. This platonic entire list until, is based on who he wants to hang out with.
Look, but no, I...
There's no criteria for the list. You just ask the person who they're most attracted to. That's it. You can't tell
you,
them what attraction
sure.
is.
And in this group, really, Adam's the tallest, the slimmest, the richest.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you go by all those criterion,
yeah.
and he's really, honestly, the best looking.
Wow.
Out of all you guys.
Like
honestly, the best looking. He's got a great head of hair.
That's right.
I'm completely envious of his hair.
It's thick,
and
nice.
It's not going anywhere. You're not losing it.
No.
You don't have that head
checks bald spot all day.
Well, it's the magic bald spot. It's the bald spot that has no skin. The actual bald area is somewhere else on his head. You just
all
have
right.
to find
this
it.
Is getting sad now. Listen, again, Bill, thank you for your honesty.
Thank you.
Honesty,
very
nothing.
Awkward.
Thank you.
Everybody up on Coy Hill, where they, get,
right.
where they can pucker up their lips and kiss the ass of Corolla.
Oh, Mo Damashek just jumped. She just grabbed Dad's pistol and jumped into a car. She's heading down here. Let's take a break. We were going to do some news. We were going to do some sports, but then this happened. Thank you, Bill, again. Thank you for your honesty. We'll take a quick break, and then news, sports, and still the weigh-in, the big weigh-in with Big Tad. Oh, and Ed calling in from Vegas. So much more after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
866. Sorry, me and Bill had a little episode in the men's room. In my throat. 866-901-ADAM. Dave Damashek beside himself. Beside himself.
I just don't appreciate people who lie. And these people who I work with apparently all are liars.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, Angie, the rest of yous. Mm. Choosing anyone more attractive than me in this staff, please.
Seems
outrageous.
Mathematically impossible. Forget about this staff. How about the world staff?
I mean, maybe there are three or four guys out there better looking than me on the globe, but
I don't think so. Not born yet. All right, now Big Tad is going to come in and weigh in a few. Also, we'll check in with Ed, our correspondent from Vegas, who's going to give us an update on loss. But first, Rachel Perry with the news.
Breaking news. There's unrest in the Middle East.
What? What's that? I thought you said unrest in the Middle East.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's unrest.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not even going to elaborate. What? I don't even think it's necessary. Apparently, they're going to outlaw abortion in South Dakota, except for cases where mothers are in danger. There's a blog that's saying that Secret Service agents who were guarding Cheney at the time that he shot his friend, they're saying that he was clearly inebriated. The funny part, but that's a blog. Don't forget that I said that. In other blog news about that, on Moby's website.
Mm-hmm.
He blogs, and he's saying that his opinion was that Cheney was drunk at the time as well. But he's got like a list of Cheney's drinking problem facts.
Oh, really?
On here says that Cheney was suspended from Yale for drinking. He has two driving under the influence of alcohol warrants and admitted that he was drinking on the day that he shot his friend. And Moby goes on about saying he was like, how do you explain the missing 6 hours from the day he shot his friend? He needed time to sober up. Blah,
why is
blah.
Moby so angry? Just make He's your electronic angry. Music and, you know, drop your axe and enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, look, of course he was drunk. You get drunk. That's what you do. Look, you get drunk when you go fishing, right? Why not get drunk when you go hunting?
Not quite as dangerous, the fishing.
Yeah, I know, but that's the whole thing about getting drunk. You never think anything bad's going to happen, and then if it does, you don't care. That's the beauty of being drunk.
The Supreme Court ruled that a woman can sue the Postal Service after she suffered injuries sustained from slipping on packages, periodicals, circulars, mail left on her front porch. She says the postal worker acted negligently by leaving it on her front
How does... How does this work, by the way? I've tried to get the post office not to deliver the piles of junk mail, all the flyers and the catalogs. You know, I'm looking, I got the Penny Saver. It's 88 pages long. It gets rammed into the mailbox. I put these little things that says, you know, please no junk mail. They will not do it. What's it going to take? And
sue
by
them.
The way, yeah, why not? I mean, if you just said, look, could I not get all these crappy flyers from the Indian joint down the street and all the crappy, you know, discount thing and the used car stuff? Could you not stuff it into my mailbox? No. Physically impossible. Cannot be done.
I don't understand how that can that still happens. And didn't they just pass some law about you can't get an annoying email? Like you're not allowed to send annoying email and then the debate is about what's annoying. All of those emails that I don't want.
Right.
They're annoying, but why am I still getting them if there's a law now that you can't get them?
I realize I went into my... I was this close. I'm really this close to buying some land in Plentywood, Montana, and starting a cult. Just come on, white people, white straight people. Sorry, Bill. I know you're tracking me, but you understand. Would you, come on down, stockpile some canned goods and some munitions, some powdered food. We're just going to... That's it. We're hunkering down. We're waiting for the... We're waiting for the big bomb to drop. But I had this thing with my mail person, which was my mailbox wasn't regulation or something, and they wanted me to change it or move it or put it out on the street. And my feeling was, screw it. I don't get any mail that's worth an F anyway. I don't get anything. Here's the thing. I have a money manager. All the money, all the stuff goes to them, and they just pay the bills. Only thing I get is flyers and occasional wedding invitation. I said, screw it. My wife went nuts, and I said, no, let them keep the mail. Good, don't deliver it. Just go ahead and keep it. What are they going to do to you? My wife really went insane at that point, but I said, why not? Let them keep all the flyers and all the trash and all the garbage. I don't want it.
There's a 16-year-old arrested after posting pictures of himself with guns on his MySpace site. One pic has him lying on the floor surrounded by 9 rifles with the caption, Angel of Death on Wings of Steel.
Oh, perfect.
The high school that he goes to, interestingly enough, in the same district as Columbine.
Yeah, and while you're arresting the kid, go ahead and arrest his stupid parents that had no idea that their little boy was stockpiling munitions in the room that's next to yours. Oh, we had no... Well, yeah, we hunt. Well, yeah, well, no, we don't have a gun safe, but he knows he's not supposed to go into the hall closet where we keep the arsenal. Just go ahead and arrest the parents, too. I have no idea what their kids are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Go ahead and let this be a lesson to parents that are going to crap out these future criminals. You crap out of, you know, 9 kids, dad splits, kids are running the streets all night, taking pictures, shooting up the school, whatever. You're getting in trouble too, so keep an eye on them. They're just like a dog. They hop the fence and bite the neighbor, you're getting sued. Not the dog, you. So put them on a leash. Thank you.
In entertainment, Donald Trump and Martha Stewart, they're a feudin'.
Wow.
Yeah.
I read a certain article over the weekend where Martha's blaming me for the failure of her show. And I'm saying, give me a break. I was the only one that really touted her. Myself and Mark Burnett, we touted Martha. And that's what we got. So I can sit back like most people and just say, you know, let it roll. Nobody's going to notice it. Or I can attack. I just happen to be a warrior. I just happen to be somebody that believes in attacking.
What does touted mean?
The world's classiest warrior. Yeah, they were the only, they spoke well of her.
Oh, because I thought it meant something different. And when he said that him and Mark Burnett touted Martha, I was
You thought it had to do with a digit.
I thought there was something else going on.
Yeah, I'm with you. Flash of the blowhards, him and Martha.
And I don't know what else. There's a rumor that K-Fed was hitting on Jessica Simpson at a club recently. I don't buy it.
No. Jessica Simpson, by the way,
yes.
I just heard, do you know how much she's worth?
Yes.
$100 million!
I said yes. I know she made $35 million last year. $35 million. Do you know how much the Pope made last year?
How much?
No, I'm asking. Do you know? All right. Well, let's look that up. Roscoe, look that up. I'm guessing it was under $35 million.
What kind of country?
I have no idea.
You're the one that watched the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And paid for that Pizza Hut commercial.
That's right. You're paying for those boots were made for walking commercial.
All right.
Oh, my God.
$100 million Jessica Simpson is worth. 25 years worth of talentless, so-so look. Above average, but not exceptional looking woman there.
I was at the upfronts in New York, and she did these boots are made for walking with Willie Nelson out there, and Willie Nelson looked like he wanted to kill himself the entire time he's on stage. I'm guessing he owes a S-load to the IRS, and that's the only reason why he'd do it. She moves like a dude impersonating a chick, and she sounds like crap. The song sucks. Everything is horrible. She's got a nice set on her. I'll definitely give her that, but $35 million. Sad. And her dad sounds like a delight. Former minister can't stop talking about his daughter's D-cups.
It's creepy.
Yeah, with the frosting in his hair. Nice look.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Creepy dad.
I wish that Jessica Simpson would stop trying to act sexy. Like, she... You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
she's
you'd be way sexier if you didn't try.
Look, if this was a C. Thomas Howell movie from the 80s where a dude inhabited the body of a hot female, that's what it would look. That's how he would act.
To get $100 million.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Hold on. Write that down, Bresca. And get Howell on the phone.
I want to go out of the news report right now by listening to a little bit of my favorite for my American Idol, Mr. Taylor Hicks. I can't quite decide between Taylor and Kelly Pickler, but I'll let America decide. But those are the only two choices. I'm Rachel Perry. That's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
An investigation already underway regarding the specious rankings issued earlier today by Angie and the gay board up Bill.
Yeah.
No one buys these things. Obviously faulty.
Mm.
A blue ribbon panel shall be organized of the foxiest women in the land.
Good. I'll preside over them.
Winter Games in Torino.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans still lead the medal count with 22. U.S. a paltry 18. No better than our northern neighbors. Canada, please. Yeah. You think that's bad? U.S. hockey team got the boot from the medal round by Finland.
Mm.
I don't know if I want to live in a country that gives Jessica Simpson $100 million and loses hockey games to Finland.
Not to mention Dave Damashek ruled ranked under Ace Carolla by Gay Bordop Bill.
Thank you. Even Adam Carolla himself sees that this is this is outrageous.
That's right.
Yes. Next, Sasha Cohen this evening. The sports bars will be filled to the gills as everyone waits to see if Sasha Cohen, the American, can maintain her slight lead over Russia's unfortunately named diva Ivana Slutskaya.
Yeah.
NBA last night, Portland a loser, Suns and Sonics a winner, LA's favorite NBA team, the Clippers, they lost their fifth straight now.
Mm.
Bleak days, but Sam Cassell, their leader, says things will turn around.
Our season will go up, down, up. Now, right now, it's still down right now, right? But one thing I know about this group of guys, that we'll find a way to get it back up.
Wow.
That was an intimate interview.
Yeah.
No, I guess they'll probably get it back up if they get a good look at Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Plus,
what a beauty he is.
You always talk about the slut sky and you laugh about it. But, you know, her first name is Volvetta.
Oh, so it sort of works together.
Yeah, Volvetta, slut sky.
And the other story I wanted to talk about again. The new Houston Major League Soccer team, they named themselves the Houston 1836, which isn't a name of a team. It's just a year.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. They're not allowed to have that name anymore, though, not because it's a lousy name. No, a Mexican-American group is offended by it because 1836 refers to the year that the Texas seceded from Mexico.
Yeah.
And this is offensive to them. You know, the Alamo and all that.
Mm.
It's not like you called them.
I know. I don't understand. You know, it seems like, ridiculous.
Oh.
What are those baseball teams that the names like are bad for American?
Yeah, you got the Braves.
Yeah. It's not like you used a slur.
And a related thing, you know, I think, you know, Roy Horn is upset about another team's name. I think he has a better case, and he issued this statement just yesterday.
I think it is in exceptionally poor taste and deeply offensive to all people who have been mauled by tigers or other assorted exotic wildlife that the Detroit baseball team is called the Tigers. But in happier news, Roy Horn is back and feels like a million bucks.
He's breathing through a tube.
Yeah, I think he has breathing problems.
It is a slap
he
in the face.
Like the
they've all been mauled by tigers. Yeah. That's true.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right. You know, all this Olympic talk made me remember my movie idea. Remember my Olympic movie idea?
Oh, yes.
But this is. If any of the big producers are listening, please phone in. All the Olympic athletes are up at the training facility in Golden, Colorado when they're taken over by terrorists. Because that's what you would do. Why, instead of blowing up the Olympics where all the security is heightened, go to the training facility and take the Olympic athletes as hostages right there in their training facility. It's lax. There's no security there. They take them over. They have threats. And then they have all the different guys. And, you know, we use a little creative license. There's the winter and the summer, whatever guys there. There's the pole vaulters and the bobsledders are all there. And they all have to use their special skills to thwart the terrorists. So the first thing, it's like, we could get out of this. They're locked down in a gymnasium. They could get out, but that window's way too high. No one's going to be like, oh, yeah, the pole vaulter. He could get to the window. He could get to that dormer window up at 18'4". Hey, now his best is 18'2". See, everyone has to do their best, you know. Eventually, you know, the judo guy takes down the guard. He's got the Iraqi guard. He takes that guy down and gets him in a chokehold. Everybody using their particular Olympic skill to thwart the terrorists and or escape. Now, it finishes. There's a bomb. They planted it under the gymnasium, and the Olympic runner has to make it. All communication is down. The town, 26.4 miles away. The bomb is going to go off in 2 hours and 11 minutes, which would be 30 seconds better than his best time ever. He is going to have to do his best time to get to town and warn the sheriff and warn the people. You see what's happening here? Sort of like Gymkhana, but probably not as good. I know you thought I was going to say better, but how are you going to do better than Gymkhana? Bart Connors. Excellent.
This is an awesome movie.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Hey, it's a kernel. It's a good germ of a movie. Now it just needs to be fleshed out
it's
a little bit.
It's like X-Men, but like...
Yeah,
real people.
Oh, the curling guy has to slide the briefcase across the floor with the bomb in it. I mean, you know, use your imagination. It just keeps going and going. But everyone uses their specific Olympic skill to break out of this.
The guy guarding everybody in the cell happens to be gay, and so the figure skater seduces him.
That's right. The male figure skater seduces him. Yeah, that's good. Or the rhythmic gymnast. Yeah, and everything,
or
like
Greg Louganis.
Everything is just better. The power lifter has to lift the heavy vault door to get everyone out, and it's always a couple pounds over their best. I don't know how they weigh everything or measure everything, but you know what I'm saying? We'll hammer out the details after the contracts are signed. All right. Now, Ed, our correspondent from Las Vegas, and we'll be there March 9th doing our show live. Well, it'll be live to us at the Palms Ghost Bar. That'll be 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Ed is going to join us. Ed, you're there. You live across the street from the Palms, do you not, Ed?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
That's where I live, right across.
Right, and you live in an apartment there.
Uh-huh.
And it says here you're 54 years old. You had a job working security at the Bellagio.
No, I wasn't security at the Bellagio. Where do you get this information?
It says, what was let go from his job as a security officer at the Bellagio?
No, I worked as a porter. I cleaned up.
You cleaned up. Okay.
I wasn't no security.
And you were let go by the Bellagio?
No, I lost a bet. Actually, that's how I lost my job.
What happened?
Well, I had told the Brian what happened.
The Brian is our phone screener.
That when you know I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan,
mm-hmm.
And when the playoffs, well, actually before the playoffs started, I had told a fella that I was going to go to the Super Bowl if the Colts had made the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I didn't have any off days, so I figured I'd just quit if the Colts would make the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet another fella that if the Colts did not make the Super Bowl, I would quit my job. And
yeah,
it was not a good situation, but I tell you, I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
And
now you are. That's
I gave them 48-hour notice,
mm-hmm.
And I worked another 2 days, and that was it.
Uh-huh. You couldn't have just put $20 up?
For what?
No, I mean, in terms of betting. You
what
can gamble.
What would you have won? What if they would have gotten to the Super Bowl?
Sometimes, you know, you let your voice get the best of you.
I understand. You have a lot of pride. Ed, we got your phone message that you left phone screener Brian on his personal answering machine earlier today. I'd like to hear that. You went to Scores for lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, let's hear that if we could.
Hey, this is Dan Miller. I mean to call you again, but I wanted to let you know I had heard you guys talk about that Big Dad was going to a place out here called Scores.
Big Tad,
and,
yeah.
And I had went there for lunch today, so I didn't have to work. And you would be shocked to see what was inside that Scores.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of women with no shirts on. I just wanted to let you know. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but I just was letting you know. I will try to call you tomorrow. I don't mean to.
Okay. All right, stop that, Mike. Ed?
Yes, sir.
You went to Scores for lunch?
Yeah, me and my friend Frank.
Uh-huh. And you had no idea that they had topless women at Scores?
No, we rode the bus over there, mm-hmm. And it's on the one bus number 108 takes you over there.
Okay, let me write that down.
And yeah. It's right down the street, and you got to walk a little bit. It's a great big building.
Mm-hmm. The fact that it has no windows and day glow neon out front. And what made you want to eat there anyway?
Well, you had asked me what I was going to have for lunch, and then I had heard you guys talking about Big Dad was going to go there.
Tad.
Huh?
Big Tad.
Tad.
Right.
He was going to go there. And
so you thought you'd eat there?
I asked a friend of mine if he knew where it was.
Uh-huh.
And he said he thought he might know where it
jumped
was.
Jumped the 108.
Right, got on the 108, a little bit of walking, had exact change.
He never told me it was one of those kind of clubs.
All right, well, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I spent about $12.
$12, wow, Daddy Warbucks. Hey, I know the ladies are, too, when the high rollers come in. Where'd you park the bus, sweetie? Can we go back to the apartment?
No, I just rode the bus.
I see. I understand. All right. You have a Lost review for us, do you not?
Yeah, you had me watch the show Lost.
Mm-hmm.
On ABC.
That's right.
That's the same channel as the Housewives show.
Desperate Housewives, that's right.
Yep. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Let me tell you about it?
Sure.
Oh. The show is called Lost, and at the start of the show, they showed a man laying in a field, and he's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then a dog runs by him, and he has one of those little bottles of alcohol with him, the man does.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes off running through the field and ends up on a beach.
Mm-hmm. This is the first episode they reran last week, yes. Or this week. Sorry for throwing you off your game.
Well, he sees a whole bunch of people who look like they've been in a plane wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it's pretty scary looking. And the people were yelling and screaming. And a man got sucked into a plane engine, and it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And then the man from the beginning of the show helps everyone. And his name is Jack, and he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got cuts all over him, and he asks a lady to help him sew up his cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And she helps him.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turns nighttime, and no one has even come to find these people yet. And then they show a fat guy and a pregnant girl sitting around a campfire with a Chinese man, a black man, and Jack,
mm-hmm.
and the girl who helped him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all must have been in this plane crash together.
Hey, probably not two separate planes that crashed on the same island at the same time. They're probably all in the same one. Hey, Ed, I'm sorry we're running a little bit late because we have to weigh in Big Dad.
Well, listen, I need to tell you this. Did you know that this show is not going to work? This show will not be a hit because...
because of Damashek?
It lasts 2 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I could not believe it. I watched an hour of it last night, and then after Kate took her bath in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
I turned off the...
Right.
The thing, and I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to watch the rest of it and write this poem or this note for you.
Thanks. Yeah, no, and we appreciate it. No, I don't think this Lost is going to catch on either.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise this show for anybody.
All right, so it left this reviewer cold?
It left me mad. I didn't like it.
All right. Left this black man old? All right, Ed, hold on a second. I can't wait to meet Ed in person when we go to Vegas on the 9th. Ed, we got a break. I'm sorry. Thank you for that. Rode the bus, the scores. Spent $12. That probably included the lunch, too. So God knows what the lady's cut was. All right. Big Tad will be in here to weigh in. 8.5 pounds he must lose 1 week. Otherwise, he's going to go out front and sell cookies in a Girl Scout uniform. After this.
You're listening to the Adam Cole Show. Call Adam Cole now at 866-901-ADAM.
All right, just a little time left. Tad?
Yes, sir.
You feeling good?
Feeling large and in charge.
Shirt's coming off to expose the panis, the ever-shrinking panis, or gunt, as Mike Tyson would call it. Big Tad is stripped down to his underpants. He has to lose 8.5 pounds in 1 week. He lost 10 the week before. He started at 333. Goal weight, 303.5. You win, you're going to the NASCAR and hanging out trackside. You lose, you're getting in the Girl Scout uniform and selling cookies. Bruska, you want to preside over this, please?
Whether he does it or not, he looks wonderful.
He looks amazing.
He does look like he's losing weight, though.
He's definitely lost some weight. 303.5 is the number we're looking for.
309.
Wait, where did you start?
I started at 312, so 309. 3 pounds? Only through with all the enemas, Tad, all the dieting, all the exercise. All right.
Lost something, whatever.
All right, Tad. Okay, Tad. No pouting, Tad.
I'm not pouting. I lost
You lost 3 pounds.
But I also
lost
the bet. Don't poke him. He'll charge you.
All right, the point is you lost some weight, not enough.
Nope.
It's time to don the brownie skirt and the pigtails and hit the streets. All right, Tad, we'll look forward to more weight loss progress with you. We'll give you a week off, buddy. But don't go into a shame spiral. I don't want to see you crying eating Dreyer's ice cream in the corner, right? All right, Tad, God love you. Get that Girl Scout uniform. We'll do that on Monday. I want to thank John Caparulo for coming in here. Comedy Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, tonight through Saturday. Def Frat Guy, maybe the new weatherman on the show. Dave Coulier's package tomorrow. Roy Horn calling in. Republican Representative Richard Martin. And also, Dave draws for his wedding present for my money. 5 chances, 5 checks. One,
$5,000. The other $5, the other's in between. Which one will he get? Will I be out $5,000
awesome.
Of my own hard-earned cash?
Wait.
All right. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla saying mahalo.